Medical Center at 916-966-7452.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Lou Meliano. The leading edge is already hitting the Middle Atlantic states.
Widespread outages based on high winds, gusty winds, and the winds were sustained all day long.
With Appalachian Power, Bill Moy, who says 33,000 have been plunged into darkness by a storm that really exploded across the country's midsection 2 days ago, sending hundreds of thousands into blackness now for a second night. Jessica Wellingham is a Red Cross volunteer. She lives in St. Louis.
The ice was really the worst. Our power went out at the house around midnight. You could hear the trees cracking under the weight of that ice. And in my yard alone, I have four different trees that are down.
WBBM reporter Julie Banz working the Chicago suburbs.
Andy Hansis of St. Charles says he's been a holdout for 12 years and went to shovel his driveway in the heavy, thick, and wet snow and said to himself,
"This is crazy. I gotta buy a snowblower."
He was one of five people in line when the Ziegler's Ace Hardware opened this morning in South Elgin. Manager Jamie Solemn says he's out of the heavy-duty snowblowers but expects a steady flow of winter-weary customers to come in today.
Shovels, salt. Yesterday we went through a lot of shovels. This morning I got a load of them in, so we're trying to get those worked out.
From Texas to Michigan, at least five people are reported dead blamed on the weather. Airline passengers have been stranded, though little by little the flights are coming back online. Testing positive for the radioactivity, but out of danger. An Italian security expert who met last month with a former Russian spy to tell the Russian someone was out to kill him. And CBS News reporter Amy Gutman in London says also testing positive, the Russian's widow.
What we know now is that the ex-Russian spy's wife has tested positive for traces of the poison that killed her husband. Though luckily the amounts are so small, officials are not worried about her health at this time. Radiation experts say small traces are generally not dangerous, but once they're in the body, there is no way to treat it or to get rid of these substances.
But again, the widow is out of danger. The nation's largest Roman Catholic archdiocese has agreed to settle 45 lawsuits alleging sex abuse by priests. Cardinal Roger Mahoney says he hoped the settlement in Los Angeles will help victims move forward with their lives.
The total settlement is for $60 million. $40 million of that coming from the Archdiocese of Los Angeles.
David Kloesi is national director of the group Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests.
This is purely a business decision by Cardinal Mahoney to avoid trials and avoid him having to be deposed and having to tell under oath in open court how much he knew about and how little he did about abusive priests.
And now there's another, Senator Evan Bayh, a Democrat with a record of political success in a Republican-leaning state, Indiana, intends to take the first step toward a 2008 presidential campaign early next week. Wall Street stumbled a bit today. The Dow fell 28. The Nasdaq was off 18.5. Oil prices up to $63.43 a barrel. This is CBS News.
The holidays are here, and Guitar Center is your one-stop destination for every musician on your gift list. Save 50, 60, up to 75% off. Plus, don't pay for a full year on total purchases of $299 or more. Great holiday deals like acoustic guitar packs from Fender, only $99. Casio portable keyboards, just $79. Plus, Guitar Center gift cards make the perfect stocking stuffer. Guitar Center's December deal days are going on now. Don't miss it. Now online at GuitarCenter.com.
Deck the halls with boughs of
halsley. Ah, the sounds of TomTom portable navigation devices singing in sweet harmony. And now through December 3rd, if you buy any TomTom, you get $50 off.
$50 off.
It's the TomTom Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $50 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution. TomTom. Heck, give one to yourself. Find your way the easy way.
$50 off.
Slowly but undeniably, Chinese leaders are changing their attitudes toward HIV/AIDS. CBS News reporter Celia Hatton's in Beijing.
This is Celia Hatton in Kunming, southern China. Thousands of migrant workers passing through this train station showed China as a country on the move. Uprooted from home, these workers often pay for unprotected sex, contributing to the rapid spread of AIDS. Health officials are fighting back by handing out condoms and leaflets, but they've got a tough job ahead. The source of China's AIDS problems might be easy to pinpoint, but the country's most vulnerable people are on the go, and they're tough to track down. Celia Hatton, CBS News, Kunming, Yunnan Province.
Some changes are apparently in the works. The incoming Senate Judiciary Chairman says more oversight is needed of a program that makes a risk assessment of almost everyone entering and leaving the United States, including Americans. Travelers aren't allowed to see the challenge or challenge the assessment. I'm Lou Maligano.
Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Sims.
Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. It is a fabulous Friday. All of them are. And if everything goes well, we're going to be joined in the 4 o'clock hour by John Scharfenberger. If you are a connoisseur of fine, fine, fine dark chocolate, you're going to be happy to talk to him. The book is called The Essence of Chocolate. He was a vintner, and now he started this incredible chocolate company. And may I tell you that in USA Today's best picks of Critics' Choice on cookbooks, this is it. The Essence of Chocolate, recipes for baking and cooking with fine chocolate. And they just came out with the Critics' Best Picks, Critics Pick, yesterday, and we had already had John Scharfenberger scheduled, so I like to think that we were sort of ahead of the curve, and that's in the 4 o'clock hour. Ideas about the holiday, about chocolate, about starting a business that's a really tough business, by the way. The chocolate tastings, which are now kind of rivaling wine tastings, all the foodie stuff and all the business stuff and all the holiday entertaining stuff, that'll happen at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. We're going to be joined by Brian Copeland. Old friend of mine, his new book, Not a Genuine Black Man. If you're not familiar with Brian, you ought to be. He's an award-winning writer, stand-up comedian, and he is an actor. So that's 2 o'clock in the 4, Tuesday, sorry, in the 4 o'clock hour. And on Wednesday, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Daniel Golden, he writes for the Wall Street Journal, his new book, The Price of Admission, How America's Ruling Class Buys Its Way into Elite Colleges and Who Gets Left Outside the Gates. In case we didn't know, he details it, and he details it beautifully. So that's all coming up, and we'll have a lots more for you as well. One of the things I forgot to mention, well, let me just take care of a little bit more business. You know that you can always email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can always call. And it's a wonderful conversation that we have, and it keeps getting better and better and better. If you're in the, it's always toll-free, and if you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. I'm a bit remiss, and I should have mentioned this. I didn't think to do it. Nobody asked me to do it. I just like to support our museums. And I was at the Crocker Museum last weekend. They have a juried holiday artisan kind of a show, and it's over now, so it's a little bit late. But I went, and it was wonderful. There were all kinds of craftspeople there and all kinds of jewelry that you could buy and clothing and every kind of a thing that you can think of, and it was there, juried, very, you know, lovely, and at least as much fun was watching people. And also you could sort of see in the periphery the exhibit, current exhibit at the Crocker. So if you haven't been, go. And I went to an antique show that they sort of sanctioned maybe 6 weeks or so ago, and it was great. There were great dealers there, unfortunately. I was a very bad girl, but it was a lot of fun. And watching people is at least as interesting as any of the crafts that you can buy. But it's a great way to support artists. It's a great way to have handmade things, ornament, everything. Just, I mean, you name it, and they were selling it for the holidays. So we're late for this one this year, although I went on Saturday. If it gets resurrected before Christmas, go. And if it doesn't, go next year. You'll have a wonderful day or two or three. Obituaries. You know I collect obituaries. And I was sorry to see that she died. Mrs. T, if you grew up in Marin County, Mrs. T, Elizabeth Terwilliger, educated generation after generation after generation of kids to nature in Marin County. She was to many generations of Marin County children a force of nature for four decades. And she died, she was almost 100 years old. I didn't realize she was that old. She was 97. For four decades, she walked Marin County hiking trails in her characteristic straw bonnet with a line of children following behind her. She was sort of a nature's Pied Piper. And she was pointing out the miracles of nature, and she told stories about Mr. Mole and Mr. Spider, and everybody knew her as Mrs. T. She would pick up trash and litter wherever she went, including at the White House, where she once persuaded President Ronald Reagan to flap his arms like a turkey vulture. It was her mission, her life's passion, to bring nature alive for the masses. She founded the Terwilliger Nature Education Center, which later became WildCare. The cause of death was said to be old age, and friends will gather to celebrate her life. But she was born in 1909. Elizabeth Cooper grew up on a sugar plantation in Hawaii, where her father worked as a physician. Her mother often took her and her two brothers on hikes and exploratory trips around the island, inspiring a lifelong love for nature. She graduated from a very fancy school in Hawaii, Punahou, a private high school, and received a bachelor's degree from the University of Hawaii. And then she goes to the mainland. She gets a master's degree from Columbia in New York. And then she goes to Stanford, where she earns a nursing degree, and she meets her future husband, who was an orthopedic surgeon. After World War II, the couple settled in Sausalito, where she began crusading for more playgrounds. The family eventually settled in Mill Valley, where Mrs. Terwilliger began taking her own two children on nature walks. But I have to tell you, I have been reading about Mrs. T for about 5 million years. So she has had, this is one person now. They named a marsh after her and a grove in Muir Woods after her. I mean, she has had one person. See, all of you who say, oh, I'm just one person. What effect could I possibly have? I'm not going to vote. I'm just one person. Well, one person can have an immense effect. And you might not have as large an effect on generations of children as Mrs. T did, but you will have an effect on all the people that you come into contact with, your friends, your co-workers, people that you just see as you go about your life. Everybody has a huge effect. We all have an effect on each other. I think we need to remember that. So that's goodbye to Mrs. T at the age of almost 100, 97. She influenced generations of children to love nature and to appreciate it. Today is World AIDS Day, commemorating 25 years of AIDS awareness. Two ethical controversies have flared into life on World AIDS Day as the U.S. and South Africa are looking at whether or not to which programs to support. Some programs are to do with sexual abstinence, and others are to do with condom usage and so on. So that we have, you know, even though it's World AIDS Day, there's never a shortage of controversy. One of the reasons we love San Francisco as much as we do, well, if you go to some of the bus shelters in San Francisco, you're going to, if you breathe deeply, breathe in, breathe out, you're going to smell fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies. Well, it isn't that there are really going to be fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies being manufactured in San Francisco's bus shelters, but it is the brainchild of marketers for the California Milk Processor Board, who are hoping that the captive crowds waiting for a bus will be enticed to go home and grab a glass of milk after they take a whiff of the artificial scent of chocolate chip cookies. Can I tell you something? I think that the California milk processors are a little bit off. What's going to happen is you're going to go home, and you're not going to grab a glass of milk. You're going to grab for the chocolate chip cookie, is what I think. But I could be wrong about that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So if you're going through any number of bus shelters, they have concocted a spray that smells like chocolate chip cookies. And I'm going to tell you something. I think it's dangerous. I think it's dangerous because anytime I smell that stuff, I just want to start eating a lot of it. And remember, we've got the holiday season, and we're all going to put on that 5 pounds. We hope we don't, but we're fighting it off in advance. So here is the California Milk Processing Board. And they're hoping that when you smell the chocolate chip cookies, if you can remember that you smelled it after you got on the bus and you smelled all that diesel fuel or whatever they use and all the smells of the city, and if you can remember anything about all that when you get home, I think you're not going to reach for a glass of milk. I think you're going to reach for more cookies. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Yesterday we had a very vibrant conversation about Kramer and the N-word and so on. Well, there's another development in the Kramer story. He is now going to apologize in person. Now, there have been all kinds of... First he went on Jesse Jackson's show. Then he hired himself a crisis PR person who's probably giving him all this advice. Then he was announced that he's going into therapy. He may never have left therapy. I don't know. There was some other step, but now he's going to apologize in person to the four black men he targeted in a tirade of racial slurs during his recent comedy club performance. A retired judge is going to mediate the meeting, so he's going to do this in front of a retired judge. And the judge will determine whether he should take any other action to resolve the matter. So, in other words, whether or not there's a cash settlement, it could be part of the resolution. We don't know. But in any event, the crisis PR manager says that Michael hopes to put this all behind him. So he's meeting with the four people that he insulted from the comedy club. He is going to apologize to them in front of a judge. And the judge will decide whether or not there should be any other action taken, such as a cash settlement. You want to comment on that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, there is another controversy brewing, and this one has to do with the first Muslim member of Congress. His name is Keith Ellison, and he is going to take the oath of office on the Quran rather than on the Bible. And a lot of people are making a lot of it, and a lot of people are getting bent out of shape over it. Well, wait a minute. This isn't a Muslim country. When you take the oath of office, you take it on a Bible. Well, Jews have been swearing on the Bible, even though the Bible, I think, that they're swearing on contains the New Testament, and Jews don't they don't hold with the New Testament. They're into the Old Testament. So critics are now denouncing Keith Ellison as the first Muslim elected to Congress, and he's going to take his oath on the Quran. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's fine. Whatever you hold holy, if you are putting your hand on the Sears Roebuck catalog because you think it's holy, it will have more meaning for you. If you put your hand on the Bible, but you are an atheist, that will have no meaning for you. You will just be going through the motions. You will not want to cause a stir. You know, if you're Michael Newdow, who is an atheist and who has challenged under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, and he's a Sacramentan, as you know, he is an ER doc and he is an attorney. He has challenged In God We Trust on the money, too. And I am with him. I like that a lot. I'm not so sure, therefore, that anybody should put their hand on anything. Maybe put your hand on your heart. Because if you don't follow through, you'll be committing a kind of moral, if not actual, suicide. But if Keith Ellison wants to swear on the Quran and take his and be sworn into office that way, God bless him, or Allah bless him. Inshallah, you know, that's fine with me. I don't have a problem with it. But some people do, and the conservatives really are having a problem with it, and a lot of people who are right-wing can't stand the idea, and a lot of bigots are really furious about it. Ellison is an African-American. He is the first Muslim to be elected to Congress. One far-right talk host, Dennis Prager, attacked Ellison because he wants to take his oath of office on the Quran and not on the Christian Bible. Prager went ballistic, saying he should not be allowed to do it. The Bible is America's holiest book. Well, wait a minute. There are a lot of people who are crooks, who have been hauled off to the pokey. Did Duke Cunningham take his oath on the Bible? Did Robert Ney take his oath on the Bible? I think they probably all did. And it didn't stop them for one second from violating any oath that they took on. And isn't there in the Senate and maybe even in the House, I know there's a Senate chaplain, probably a House chaplain too, having all that religion in both of those chambers, I don't think has made anybody less corrupt, has it? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So I am asking you this question. There's a lot of anti-Muslim sentiment out there in the wake of 9/11. And it's all beginning to, all the bigotry is coming out because Representative-elect Keith Ellison, who is the first Muslim to be elected to Congress, wants to take his oath of office not on the Bible, but on the Quran. And guys like Dennis Prager, who's a right-wing talk host, has attacked Ellison because he wants to do that. Prager apparently went ballistic. The fact is that members of Congress do not actually hold any book when they are sworn in. They simply gather in the House chamber and are sworn in en masse. Sounds like one of the Reverend Moon's marriage ceremonies, doesn't it? Prager is referring to the private, non-official swearing-in ceremonies some members stage essentially as a photo op. Nevertheless, it is the thought that counts. And people are thinking that Prager is just trying to be ugly about the whole thing. What are your thoughts? Do you care? Does it matter if he's... And apparently, the swearing in on a Bible is just a photo op that members can stage at their own discretion. And that the actual swearing in is members gathering in the House chambers, and they're sworn in mass, and I don't know that they hold anything except themselves together. What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Karen and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Enid. I think it's kind of strange that people wouldn't look at it in the way that he had sworn on his own beliefs that he would, it mean a lot more to him, and he would uphold, his honor more that way, his integrity.
Well, that's what I think. So if you're swearing on something that matters to you, and by the way, swearing is optional. Being sworn in is optional. Yeah, with your hand on the Bible. Apparently that is not what really happens. Is that you're all sworn in at once in a group swearing in, and I don't think anybody holds their hand on anything. And later in private, in a non-official swearing in ceremony that is essentially a photo op, that's when people put their hand on whatever they put their hand on. Some of those members of the House are probably putting their hands on a wallet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I take your point, Karen. Thanks. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Duncan in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Duncan.
Hey, how are you today?
I am well, thank you.
My comment is, there's supposed to be a separation of church and state. So they shouldn't be using the Bible or Quran or whatever their religious thing is. If they're going to do anything, they should be doing it on, have their hand on a constant, their heart, like you said. Put a hand on a copy of the Constitution or the American flag.
I like that. I like the Constitution.
That's really what they're pledging their oath to.
Wait a minute. When you go into a court of law, Duncan, you're breaking up, so we're going to say goodbye, but I think you're absolutely right. 349-1320. When you go into a court of law, what do you swear when they swear you in? Are you swearing on a Bible? They swear you in on a Bible. What do they do? Any of you who are in law enforcement or in the court system, how does that work? So fortunately, your goddess has not been hauled to the pokey in her lifetime and hopes never to be. But tell me how that works. Maybe we should just swear on the Constitution. I like that better. Peter and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I had a couple comments. One was about the conversation yesterday about the quote-unquote N-word. And I am 28 years old, and I would say at least 80 to 90% of my friends are all African-American black individuals. And I was really happy to hear you guys talking about that topic yesterday, because I've had conversations with my friends in great detail about it. And I think that the biggest factor is the context in which it's used, the people around in which it's used, and how it's used in general. Some people... was more pronounced than an older generation, it is never to be used around anyone. And so I think it really just depends on the situation at hand and in the context it's used. My second comment was on the conversation you've had with your last few callers about this gentleman who was on the Quran and I think it's a great idea. I'm fully supportive of it. I would like to throw out the analogy out there. If there was a, I believe, a Christian prime minister out in Lebanon that was recently assassinated. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Or prime minister?
Yeah. Yeah.
My question is, how would Americans feel if he wanted to be sworn in using the Bible, but the people in that country had a big old fit over it? How would everybody over here then feel?
Well, that's a good question.
So I think that puts it into perspective for a lot of people that there needs to be a separation of church and state.
Well, I'd like to see the religious part of it taken out, and I'd like to see, because you know it's just a form, it's a ritual. It sounds noble. Let's put swear you in, put your hand on the Bible. But if somebody's going to be corrupt, putting your hand on the Bible means nothing. It is no deterrent whatsoever. In those cases, those people ought to just put their hands on a wallet, as I said earlier. But I like the idea of getting religion out of the equation altogether and put your hand on the Constitution. Have a copy of the Constitution, and I think you're going to swear your allegiance to the country and to the Constitution. I think that's better.
I completely agree.
Although, all right, Peter, I thank you very much. Although I'm now going to challenge my own argument. There is man's law, and then there's a natural law. Having gone to Catholic, having been trained a bit by the Jesuits, there is that distinction. So maybe that's what people have in mind when you swear on the Bible, that it isn't just man's law, but that the higher law is being upheld. Ha ha ha! You have picked the right body of miscreants to try to impose that onto. What's your thought? Here you have the first Muslim member, of Congress, and he doesn't want to swear himself in on a Bible, in which case, and let me just again underscore from the information I have, you don't have to put your hand on anything. Actually, everybody is sworn in en masse in a group swearing-in ceremony. That's the official swearing-in. Now, if you want to stage a private, non-official swearing-in, I think members do that. But it's essentially a photo op. It really has no other legitimacy. So if you want to swear yourself in on anything you want, that's fine. But if you have to do it officially, I like being sworn in on the copy of the Constitution. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We do have lows tonight, right around 33. We're going to see highs coming up tomorrow near 60, though we're sitting at 57 here at AM 1320. And our traffic, it looks like slow moving at Stockton, northbound 99 just south of Calvine Road, and Stanley Stockton Boulevard just north of 65th Street. North Sunrise Boulevard just north of Gold. We have a vehicle on the right-hand side slowing traffic down. And that's about it. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Enid Live, doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
In the world of small business, you hear all kinds of offers for products and services, but have little time to listen. So you learn how to size things up quickly. Like this. For less than $95 a month, get AT&T Unlimited Local Calling, nationwide long distance, high-speed internet, and unified messaging. A service that consolidates messages from your email, fax, office phone, and wireless phone into a single mailbox. That's an 18% savings for the first year on our most essential services, backed by the most complete and secure network of the new AT&T. Call your AT&T small business expert at 1-888-ATT-8339 or go to att.com. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Available to businesses with 1 to 10 lines. Requires 1 year term. Taxes and other charges extra. For details of additional charges and requirements, call 888-288-1405 toll free.
Why not give yourself a special treat this year and leave all the hustle and bustle of Christmas shopping to someone else? Take a leisurely ride to your nearby Capitol Nursery, where you'll find plenty of free parking and a wonderland of beautiful gifts and decorations. You're sure to find that perfect something for even the fussiest person on your list. And if you're still stumped on a gift, try Capitol Nursery Christmas Green Gift Certificates. They're available at any amount. Make gift shopping a pleasure this holiday season with a stop at Capitol Nursery, Sacramento, Citrus Heights, and in Elk Grove.
Come in to Elliott's Natural Foods today for the health of your family. In Citrus Heights at Greenback and Fair Oaks and Greenback Square. And in Folsom on East Bidwell. Elliott's Natural Foods for the health of your family.
Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Sims here for Smud Greenergy. Since 1997, the collective environmental impact of all Greenergy members is equivalent to removing almost 60,000 cars from the road for a year.
Or planting 92,000 acres of trees. Join the green team by going to smud.org/green.
Credit card debt doesn't go away on its own. But what do you do if you're maxed out, in a jam, or going through a bad period? You didn't want to get so deep in debt. But now, how are you going to get yourself out? If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA. They're the specialist at restructuring excessive debt into an affordable plan. Debt Settlement USA isn't bankruptcy or a loan program. It's a personal, confidential service that represents you and negotiates significant reductions with your creditors so you get out of debt faster and more affordably than you could on your own. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA for a free consultation. Call 1-866-626-6444. Your call is completely confidential and there is no obligation. You can get out of debt faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. That's 1-866-626-6444.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. The Settlement Company.
Sacramento's favorite jewelers, Gazzetta & Company Fine Jewelers, wants to thank their loyal customers with a very special thank you sale, Friday and Saturday only. Nick Gazzetta wants to thank the readers of Sacramento Magazine for voting them the best place to buy jewelry for the eighth year in a row. Take advantage of unbelievable values and Gazzetta's great selection of unique designs that you can't find anywhere else. When you experience their warm, friendly service and see the beautiful earrings, rings, and bracelets that they carry, you'll understand why they've been voted best place to buy jewelry by readers of Sacramento Magazine so many times. Great savings for 2 days only, Friday and Saturday. 805 Howe Avenue Plaza in Sacramento and in the TJ Maxx Plaza on Douglas Boulevard in Roseville. Thank you from Gazzetta and Company Fine Jewelers.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazzetta and Company.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
And you say hello. Now I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so. And anyone can tell. You think you know me well. But you don't know me.
3:32 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Well, I'm hoping to get to know you better, and I won't be able to do that if you don't ever call me. Fewer than 1%, less than 1% of you. I have to get my fewers and my lesses all, you know, I'm getting confused because nobody cares about grammar anymore, and I'm finding that I'm hauling myself off to the grammar pokey every once in a while. Anyway, fewer than or less than 1% of the audience ever calls, and we would love to hear from you, and we love for more people to participate in what has becoming a really wonderful conversation that occurs here from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday on AM 1320, and we call it Enid Live, but what it is a big, rollicking conversation. Sometimes it's contentious, sometimes it's feisty, sometimes we talk over each other, sometimes I talk over you and you're furious with me. At other times we laugh and we have a really wonderful time and we learn a few things, and if we don't, we at least amuse ourselves, we hope. So if you're in the 916 area code, it's 349-1320, and if you're not, 866-626-1320. And I want to remind you that John Scharfenberger, if all goes well, will be coming to us from the Napa Valley. His new book, which was just chosen yesterday in the Thursday's edition of USA Today, Critics' Pick. This book was chosen as the Critics' Pick
It's called The Essence of Chocolate, Recipes for Baking and Cooking with Fine Chocolate. And listen, forget about spraying chocolate chip cookie smell into bus shelters. You take one look at this book, and you are racing right out to buy as much chocolate. You're going to hurl yourself into a vat of chocolate, into a trough of chocolate, and I pledge thee my trough. Anyway, he's going to be joining us, and that he started this business is very intriguing. It is a very high-end, very delicious chocolate, and he was in the wine business, winemaking business, and all this holiday stuff coming up, and the recipes, and truffles, which nobody knows the truffles we've all seen, all of that. So we'll be doing that in the 4 o'clock hour. But we're talking right now about the first Muslim member of Congress, and he doesn't want to swear himself in on a Bible, which anyway is only for the photo op. Because in actuality, they don't swear themselves in on anything. They're just sworn in en masse, and they don't put their hands on anything at all. Later on, they can stage a private photo op, which is non-official. But he wants to swear himself in on the Koran. And you look at all the publicity he's getting. Well, he's getting a lot of publicity because he's the first Muslim member of Congress. That's one reason he is. But because he wants to do this, right-wing talk hosts are going apoplectic. They are just furious. I think it's great. Whatever he wants to use, terrific. In fact, I would like to get all the religion out of anything to do with the state anyway. And if you're going to swear yourself in on anything, swear yourself in on the Constitution. 349-1320 866-620-613-20. Brian in Lodi. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Brian.
Yes, hi, Enid. Hey, you know, I agree with a lot of what you say. However, I think there's a few contrasting point of views here. You know, I enjoy you saying that, you know, you don't care if he swears on a Sears Bible or what he puts his hand on. It doesn't make any difference. It's whatever his belief system is. Well, I guess my question is, do you feel as though it's important to recognize and participate our American heritage? I guess that's one point of view. I mean, if you don't, then help. You could.
Well, what is all right then, Brian? You tell me. What does our American heritage consist of?
Well, it consists of the Mayflower Compact in 1620. You know, those group of people came here for religious freedom, but yet, you know, they were the pillars of our religious formation, and it's still part of our Constitution. It's the first document in front of our Constitution, as well as the Magna Carta. I think there's...
Brian, let me jump in here. They were deists, and when they came here, you're talking about our history. Who was here when they got here?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said they were deists when they came here, but who was here when they arrived? Who was their welcoming committee?
These poor indigenous people who were...
Oh, so is that part of our... Do you think that's part of our tradition also?
Well, of course it is, to take advantage of the natives. I mean, isn't that what we've done all through history?
Well, it is. That's been our major. That's what we've been majoring in all these zillions of years.
Certainly doesn't make it right, but...
So let me ask you, if you're Jewish and you're asked to be sworn in on the New Testament... Then what? Because Jews really believe in the Old Testament, not really the New Testament.
Well, isn't the first 10 books, isn't the Torah, isn't that usually part of the Bible?
I should know this, and I think that's about right, but I'm not entirely certain. Somebody who's more knowledgeable about this stuff than me will. But if you're Jewish, you know, are you crossing your fingers when they swear you in on the New Testament? Even though you really only subscribe to the Old Testament?
You know, in all honesty, I don't know whether it's important at all to even put your hand on a Bible, because the basic fact is that it's not contractual. This is just all symbolism, and it's just ceremonial. Most of the guys become crooks anyway, and we all know that.
So what Bible should the crooks put there? What documents should these crooks, besides wallets and bank account statements?
I think you ought to put it on a contract. Put it in writing that you will not steal from the American people, that you will not... Now, I can make up a contract.
I'll tell you what that opens the door to. There is a movement afoot, and I have to say that I subscribe to it, that if you are found guilty of a felony and you are hauled off to the pokey, you don't get your congressional pension.
Well, of course not. That's absurd to be paid by the public.
Well, Duke Cunningham is getting $64,000 a year as he cools his heels in Club Fed.
So, of course, I agree with 1,000%. The guys are crooked. If anything, you should take the money back that he earned because he never fulfilled his promise and commitment.
That he used his office for corrupt purposes, and he used his office to enrich himself, and he sold what he should not have sold. It was pay-to-play kind of a thing. I think you're right. I think not only does he not get his pension, but I think he owes us for all the crime that he committed while he was in office, and a crime against the American people. Now, I'll bet he swore himself in on a Bible. I bet he was as sanctimonious as they come, that guy.
I know he was. And the problem is, you know, we as American citizens don't really want to make it any more rigid for these politicians, but we need to have a contract. Either you will fulfill your promise to represent us appropriately and according to moral and ethical norms, and if you partake in any kind of felonious matters or, you know, misstate fraud or anything of that nature, you definitely need to pay us back.
Pay us back, and maybe we'll sue you for three times what you took and robbed us of. Okay, Brian. Well, we're developing a plan here. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Phil in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Phil.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you again. I have a British perspective to begin with on this. I served as a juror once, and the normal way for a jury to be sworn in, each member stands up, and they hold a Bible, and they say, I swear by Almighty God, and then I can't remember the rest of the, it's about I will carry out my duties dutifully, etc. But you can opt to affirm, and you simply hold a card up and say, I do truly affirm. And there's never a problem with that. But, so, you know, you could have something...
Wait. Now, where were you a juror? In this country or in England?
That was in London, England, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if you were an atheist, would you say you could have held up a card that said, I truly affirm?
I do truly affirm, yeah, sure. But, you know, I think this objection to swearing on the Quran is outrageous. You probably want more Muslims in Congress because, you know, in the name of peace and understanding, I thought it was... seems to me to be a great idea, and you should encourage it rather than discourage it. That's my belief. But you know, it's based on appalling ignorance, because swearing on the Quran, swearing by the God of the Quran, it's the same God. It's Jehovah. It's Allah. It's the same God. It's the God of Abraham anyway. So how could they possibly object?
Well, because they're easily bent out of shape, and when you're angry, there's never a shortage of hooks to hang it on. Phil, thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Ann in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to weigh in on this. Isn't it about the commitment, the promise? And does it matter what they swear on? And if somebody doesn't follow the Bible and he swears on the Bible, what kind of a commitment is that? I mean, isn't it about the promise? Because some of the guys that are already there, in fact, a whole lot of them that are crooks and nuts, might as well have sworn in on a Mad magazine.
And they very well might have had their fingers crossed, all 10 of them, while they were putting their hands on the Mad magazine.
Or a comic book, or they had their eyes crossed. Dickie had his brains crossed. I mean, what difference does it make what they swear on? They could swear on a package of bologna.
Well, you got that right, Ann. There you go. Well, this is...
Well, I just think they should keep the damn promise and not worry about if they're swearing on salami, bologna, or horseradish.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate your insights today. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Enid, what would you swear on if you needed to?
Gosh, that's really chocolate.
I was just going to say, your book of chocolate over there. I swear to God, great minds think alike. Well, I swear on my traffic bed right now that the traffic is slow moving. Of course, I-5 going southbound. It looks like it's just, you know, 5 to 10 mile per hour traffic there. I'm not sure if there's any accidents, though. I haven't got any reports on that, or as no one's called me and given me an update. However, 50 and Watt Avenue, we do have a two-car crash there as well. Cap City Freeway going west. There's a two-car at Arden and Stockton Boulevard just north of 65th. We have a three-car crash, but no injuries. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazzetta and Company.
Sacramento's favorite jewelers, Gazzetta and Company Fine Jewelers, wants to thank their loyal customers with a very special thank you sale, Friday and Saturday only. Nick Gazzetta wants to thank the readers of Sacramento Magazine for voting them the best place to buy jewelry for the eighth year in a row. Take advantage of unbelievable values and Gazzetta's great selection of unique designs that you can't find anywhere else. When you experience their warm, friendly service and see the beautiful earrings, rings, and bracelets that they carry, you'll understand why they've been voted best place to buy jewelry by readers of Sacramento Magazine so many times. Great savings for 2 days only, Friday and Saturday. 805 Howe Avenue Plaza in Sacramento and in the TJ Maxx Plaza on Douglas Boulevard in Roseville. Thank you from Gazzetta and Company Fine Jewelers.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazzetta and Company.
Credit card debt doesn't go away on its own. But what do you do if you're maxed out, in a jam, or going through a bad period? You didn't want to get so deep in debt. But now, how are you going to get yourself out? If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA. They're the specialists at restructuring excessive debt into an affordable plan. Debt Settlement USA isn't bankruptcy or a loan program. It's a personal, confidential service that represents you and negotiates significant reductions with your creditors so you get out of debt faster and more affordably than you could on your own. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA for a free consultation. Call 1-866-626-6444. Your call is completely confidential and there is no obligation. You can get out of debt faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. That's 1-866-626-6444.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Mama has a thing just to y'all.
Marvelous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, and girls just want to have fun. And in the 4 o'clock hour, in just a few moments, we are going to be joined by John Scharfenberger. If you love fine chocolate, I think you've probably already discovered Scharfenberger chocolate. But his new book, which is the USA Today Critics Pick book, and they just announced that yesterday, The Essence of Chocolate, and it is really wonderful. It's a big coffee table book, and you will want to... you will want to escape into a vat of any kind of chocolate after you see this. But I think it'll be interesting to talk with him because there's so many things to discuss, whether it's holiday entertaining, whether it's chocolate, whether how you start into a business as complicated as the chocolate business. And they are having chocolate tastings now that rival wine tastings. I'm not kidding. Because, as I said, we used to do my show from Aspen, from the Food and Wine Classic in Aspen, and I think it's like 24 or 5 years. They've done it every single year. It happens in the summer. You have just this amazing confluence of chefs. All the people that you see on TV, you know, Jacques Pepin and Mario Batali and all that, everybody is there. They're doing demonstrations. You have the purveyors. You have many, many California purveyors there. You have the chocolate from all over the world where they have these tastings. I mean, it's really pretty amazing. And, you know, for somebody like me, I just love all this stuff, even though I haven't got a clue as to how to make anything, or but I do appreciate it. I have to say that. So let me give you the numbers. We're really talking about something else. We're talking about America's first Muslim member of the House of Representatives, and he wants to swear himself in on a Koran. And right-wing talk hosts who have nothing apparently better to ruffle their pretty little heads about are furious that he wants to do this. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. So what is the, you know, is it, what's it all about? I mean, why has suddenly, you know, we have so infected, I have to say this, we have so infected our society with all this faith-based stuff, which is, by the way, going to be under review. In the next, I think there are some court cases that are coming up, and all this faith-based business is going to be under review by the Supreme Court, these faith-based charities. Well, let me give you some information about that. I mean, just to, you know, that somehow you have to posture to be seen as religious, and you have to swear yourself in on a Bible, even if you don't believe in the Bible. So right away, you're a hypocrite to begin with, if that's what you do, in order not to make waves. So you know what? I have my hat's off to Keith Ellison. Good for him. He said, look, this wouldn't work for me. It wouldn't be all that honest. Let me put my hand on the Quran, because that's what I believe in as a Muslim. And since it is not even an official act, as we've pointed out, when you are sworn in, you're sworn in en masse, and you don't put your hand on anything. You better not put your hand on anything. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. The Supreme Court has agreed to step into a dispute over the Bush administration's promotion of federal financing for faith-based charities. The program has been a staple of Bush's political agenda since 2001, when he created the White House Office of Faith-Based Community Initiatives. You know, if ever there was a faith-based presidency built on faith-based everything, it is this administration. The case under review grew out of a lawsuit filed by a group called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The group claims the Bush administration violates a constitutional ban on state-supported religions by singling out particular faith-based organizations as worthy of federal funding. That is true, and it gets even more complicated than that. When you give federal monies to these faith-based groups, a lot of them, for example, are not bound by the anti-discrimination rules that apply to everybody else. For example, they can decide they don't want to hire you because you're the wrong religion or you're the wrong sexual orientation, and they can get away with it, whereas other businesses cannot discriminate in the same way. So it discriminates twice is what it does. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Weather, well, I was hoping, you know, that the white would come down, but I guess that's wishful thinking in Sacramento. However, the lows are going to be 36, nice and chilly. Highs coming up tomorrow near 60. We are at 58 here in the River City. Traffic like a little slow moving. Westbound 90 at Taylor Road. We do have a couple car crash over there. Eastbound 50 just west of 59th Street. And westbound 90 at Antelope, there is a two-car crash and a hit-and-run at Sutter. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they may.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Are you having any fun?
Safeway has the perfect gift for everyone. Gift cards. More than 200 cards to choose from. For the do-it-yourselfers on your list, treat them to a gift card from the Home Depot. Gift cards from Sears, Best Buy, and Macy's are great for those who want a little of everything. Safeway even has Blockbuster, iTunes, and Barnes & Noble gift cards. See cards for terms, restrictions, and conditions. Make it easy this holiday season with gift cards from Safeway. Check out our gift card display in store. Today with your club card and online at Safeway.com, Rancher's Reserve Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast in a Value Pack is just $3.99 a pound. Washington Fuji apples are 10 pounds for only $10. And stock up on Rice-A-Roni and Pasta-Roni. Get 10 boxes for just $10. Don't miss the holiday cheer party Thursday, December 7th from 4 till 8 p.m. Enjoy our taste of Safeway sampling throughout the store and get great entertaining ideas.
Are you having any fun?
Safeway, ingredients for life.
I'm with Mike Franz, general manager at Lasher's new Elk Grove Audi in the Elk Grove Auto Mall.
You know, the showroom's just about to open.
I know. See, I have my hard hat on, my earplugs in. Because I've been inspecting. But you're already selling new Audis, right?
We are. In fact, we're selling all of our 2006 A6s and an A8, $10,000 off the MSRP. You hear me?
I'm sorry. I thought you said $10,000 off A6s.
I did, and an A8.
Really? $10,000?
Take those things out of your ears.
What?
We're also offering 3.9% on all remaining 06s.
3.9% on A4 convertibles?
3.9% on any new 06 Audi.
You better get someone to direct all the traffic you're going to have.
Yeah, you.
You mean it?
Sure.
Do I get an orange vest and a flashlight?
And a whistle.
Get $10,000 off an 06 Audi A6 or A8.
Plus 3.9% financing on any new 06 Audi.
Only at Lasher's new Elk Grove Audi in the Elk Grove Auto Mall or at LasherAuto.com. On approved credit, 3-fifths discount. ID number 01975-203-1641-165-867.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op...
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall...
Making a choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair. Or Borders. But the food co-op...
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud, the power to do more.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, and we'll be joined by John Scharfenberger in the next hour. We're talking about the first Muslim member of Congress. He wants to swear himself in on a Quran. What do you think about that? Marjorie, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Two things. Number one, Prager. Number two, Christianity. I'm just glad...
ATC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
The big storm brings a big change in the weather.
We weren't counting on this after that warm weekend. We were outside in shorts and t-shirts drinking wine.
The plot thickens in Britain.
Authorities now say the radioactive substance that killed a former Russian spy also poisoned one of his contacts.
And his wife. This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. In the plains, it's been a day for digging out. Donna Rourke lives in Iola, Kansas.
We have probably 12 inches on the ground and drifting a little higher than that, but it was about 11 degrees when we got up this morning.
And to the east today for battening down as the season's first major storm hits the region. CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers reports.
Much of Missouri was paralyzed by the disastrous winter mix of sleet and snow that left hundreds of thousands of families without power and more than a foot of snow in some places. But this storm is also packing dangerous winds and heavy rains. From Alabama, where it ripped through the small town of Demopolis overnight, all the way up the Ohio Valley to waterlogged Cleveland, 800 miles away, and on to Pittsburgh, which by midday could lay claim to the title Windy City. Now it's bearing down on the East Coast.
Air travel's a mess for a second day. Thousands of passengers stranded as flights were canceled or delayed. Chicago's O'Hare Airport is just starting to get back to normal. Now this.
Well, we're here with CompUSA computer expert Meg Pixel.
Hiya, Bob.
Meg, I'm getting my brother Stu a notebook computer this holiday.
Oh, he's also going to need software, a bag, an optical mouse.
Wait. I don't like Stu that much.
Oh, relax, Bob. At CompUSA, you can get complete gift packs.
Uh-huh.
You start with your main item, like a Sony Vaio C140 notebook, now with $150 instant savings, and then save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy three or more.
So I can get everything Stu needs?
Exactly. There are lots of complete gift packs to choose. See your local CompUSA for details.
What a guy I am. He usually gets me a bun warmer.
Will you be watching when LeBron shows us he's wearing his own number? When 8 and 24 add up to 100? Will you be watching when the Suns don't stop at 150? When Chris Paul breaks the ankles of convention? When Shaq reminds us fingers are for rings? Will you be watching when purple and gold become red and blue in L.A.?
Will you be watching when? The NBA on ESPN. It's a Western Conference showdown as Vivi and the Kings head to Dallas to take on Dirk and the Mavericks. Coverage begins tonight at 8 Eastern on ESPN.
In Britain, more developments today in the case of a former KGB spy who was poisoned with polonium-210. Alexander Litvinenko's wife and an Italian man who'd had lunch with Litvinenko before he fell ill have both tested positive for the same radioactive substance. Neither one is seriously ill. Radioactivity has been detected at more than a dozen sites, and CBS News correspondent Richard Roth says Litvinenko's radioactive body posed an unusual problem for the coroner.
Extra protective gear was wheeled and carried into the building where the autopsy was carried out, part of a series of precautions pathologists had to take. And Litvinenko's body was to have been sealed in a special coffin so that when it's buried, there will be no spread of radiation.
Human rights activists in Russia have released a letter from a jailed former Russian security officer who says he warned Litvinenko 4 years ago that Moscow had set up a special team to kill him and other opponents of the Kremlin. In Mexico City. Shadowed by a brawl in Congress, CBS News reporter Adrian Bard was there.
After months of uncertainty, Mexico's new president finally took office amid a spectacle of legislators hurling chairs and throwing punches in a struggle to prevent Felipe Calderon from taking the oath. But the 44-year-old Harvard graduate did manage to get sworn in and also made it clear he won't be intimidated. His opponents tried everything to change the venue for today's ceremony, but Calderon refused to back down.
Calderon slipped in through a back door, quickly took the oath, and slipped out again. Among the witnesses to the scene in Congress was the U.S. delegation led by former President Bush. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger surveyed the scene and said, "It's good action." 45 people who claim they were molested by priests in the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles will share in a $60 million settlement announced today. Critics have accused Archbishop Roger Mahoney of stonewalling and say he's only settling to keep from being put on the witness stand at trials. But Mahoney says he's genuinely sorry for what happened.
We have time and time again said that this abuse has occurred and expressed my personal apology. Generally, but and now with the victims one by one.
The settled claims involve 22 priests. There are hundreds of people who still have claims pending against the Los Angeles Archdiocese. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
the good stuff.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
After 4 o'clock, welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can always join the conversation. It is toll-free. If you're in the 916 area code, it's 349-1320. If you're not, it's 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, enid@kctc.com. Well, when I heard that there was a new book about chocolate by John Scharfenberger and his partner Robert Steinberg, I thought, oh my goodness, we have to have him on. I've been hearing about him forever, and I have been enjoying his chocolate for a long time. Well, not a huge long time, because he hasn't been in business that long. And the cookbook is magnificent. If you were just listening and we're talking about the first Muslim in Congress who wants to use the Quran to swear himself in, if I were going to be sworn in, I might put my hand on this book of chocolate, The Essence of Chocolate, Recipes for Baking and Cooking with Fine Chocolate. It was in USA Today yesterday as critic's pick. John Scharfenberger, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, great, and it's nice to be here.
Well, we're delighted you're around, too. Talk to me about how, when I first read about you guys going into the chocolate business, what I remember being, it was reported that it's really tough to be in the chocolate business for a lot of reasons, that most people just buy the stuff that's already made, and you have all the terms for it, and I don't, and so I'm just doing a rough approximation of what I remember reading, but that you were going to do it from scratch, and you were going to do something very different, and what you were going to do was immensely difficult. Is any of that remotely true?
Oh, it's remotely true, but luckily we were sort of blind to all the that stuff and just moved straight ahead. One of the things we did know that when we were getting going is there hadn't been another chocolate company started in the United States in something like 50 years. And there's lots of candy companies, there's lots of chocolate brands that, you know, utilize other people's chocolate, but there was nobody who had actually started a company to actually manufacture chocolate from scratch. And that's what we wanted to do. I was a winemaker, so I had just tried to make a sparkling wine that tastes something like champagne and had gotten fairly successful about that. That wasn't so easy, and I figured when Robert came up to me with this idea, I said, yeah, that sounds like a great challenge. Let's go for it.
But why chocolate?
Oh, it's just one of those things. You know, I think, you know, you grow up in the food business, and, you know, we knew, you know, basically California wines and American wines have just come so far and so fast, as have our beers, as have our breads and cheeses, and Lord knows our coffee. Americans are, you know, eating really well these days. I mean, you know, you hear about all this stuff, but, you know, a lot of people are making really good choices and eating things that are really delicious. Well, you know, I think we felt it was chocolate's turn. I've been eating chocolate every day of my life, and, you know, there's no reason I had to eat French chocolate. I live here in the United States, and I'm a food technician.
Well, so how are you going to make it different from, say, French chocolate or Belgian chocolate? What were you going to do that was different or better?
Well, in a sense, we just wanted to make, you know, for us, it was just to make, if we could make chocolate as good as that, we'd be way ahead of the game, because the American chocolates weren't that good in those days. So our thought was, let's make a chocolate that competed with international chocolates. And so that's what we set out to do. Not knowing how to go about it, you know, I just sort of used the techniques that I had learned in the wine business, which was a lot of blind tasting and being very careful about bean selection. So we developed protocols that were more like winemaking than anything else, where we would take cacao sources from really all over the world and subject them to, you know, kind of the same kind of blind tasting protocols that I had done, you know, when I was making wine.
Where were you doing all this? Were you doing this in your kitchen? Were you in a commercial kitchen? Were you just, what were you doing?
In Robert's kitchen.
And Robert is an MD, right?
Robert's a doctor, yeah, and he was only working part-time, so it was a really, you know, it was really interesting to do.
And were either of you really, I mean, you went to Berkeley, he went to Harvard. Did anybody have any real, other than, did you just love making things? And so no formal training, but you have just loved making food all these years?
Well, no, I've been making wine, which is really quite something. You know, it's not nothing.
No,
and,
right.
And so when you can do that, you can make, you know.
But wine isn't food. I mean, does it translate that well?
Oh, it translates really well. You have to have machinery. You're dealing with agricultural products. You're having to change them and modify their flavors and package them in a way that doesn't things don't go bad. No, it's actually not too difficult.
And it took you how long? How long did it take you to do this to make the Scharfenberger chocolate? I had some last night. It was awfully good.
We messed around for about a year. We weren't working full time because we were both kind of on sabbatical. So you know, in a sense, it was like you know, one day a week, and then it was 2 days a week, and 3 days a week, and then you know, suddenly we really got into it. So it took about a year. Messing around with the various things, and then you know off we go.
And what has happened in this period of time? I was living in Denver and I used to see your Scharfenberger chocolates. And I have to tell you, when I was living in Denver, working in Denver, we would sometimes do our shows from Aspen, the Food and Wine Classic,
yeah.
Every year that Food and Wine magazine did, and they would have chocolate tastings, which for a chocoholic like moi was mm-hmm. heaven. Except I don't have so you know I always like to say I have a palate so illiterate it moves its lips when it's reading a menu. So I can't write down the nuance of each flavor, but each was unique and each was interesting. There was a lot of complexity, and it was just marvelous.
Yeah, it was always really great to do those things, and we participated in five or six of those over the years, really not too many years back. And it was always interesting to show people what chocolate tasted like. You know, it's interesting in the chocolate world, people are pretty sure of their flavors. You know, I mean they're sure of themselves in the wine. Well, they seem to need a little bit of help, whereas I think everybody's their own expert in chocolate. I think it makes it a little easier.
Well, I love the wine speak. I once went to a tasting with someone who was tasting the wine, and she wrote down morose but amusing. And I thought that covered a lot of territory.
Yeah,
I wonder if she even meant it. But it sounded
from a food technician standpoint, those are the kinds of things we don't pay too much attention to.
Well, you know, Godiva chocolate isn't it owned by Campbell Soup?
Yes, it is.
And I've never thought it was very good. Why do people think it's so good?
Oh, I think they're master marketers, you know, and
they put it in a gold box and everybody's
gold
seduced.
Box, and you know, it's a great presentation, and you know, and it's fairly they're trying some fairly sophisticated individual candies. But you know, I'm a local boy. I like C's and I like Joseph Schmitz and I like Michael Ricciuti stuff just fine. So.
Who was the last one?
Michael Ricciuti. He's in San Francisco.
Okay.
He makes, I think, probably the best candy, bonbons, in the United States.
What do you think about Fannie Mae? Any opinion about Fannie Mae?
No.
It used to be better. I think it's kind of gone downhill. But I had an aunt who lived to be almost 100 years old on 12 glasses of water a day and a lot of Fannie Mae. Dark chocolate. And, you know, when they started doing all this research on all the antioxidant properties of chocolate and how it could make you live longer, I thought, I knew that. My aunt, it was living testimony. All right, the holidays are coming up. The person who used to make the best truffles, and she's not in business anymore, Alice Medrich.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to me about Alice, because do you have any kind of
Alice
recipes of hers?
Alice was a great help to us, being a truffle maker and a candy maker.
Mm-hmm.
She certainly knew her flavors, and she had worked with the world of chocolate. So she early on was kind of a mentor to both Robert and I, and then when we got going later on, helped us a good deal with product development. You know, kind of what people would want and things like that. And also, she was also a very good person to sort of say, hey, here's our chocolate. Does it work in you know cooking and baking? So she would bake things with it, not so much you know make fancy stuff, but really just the really good standards. I think she was one of the people who rewrote the Joy of Cooking dessert section. So she's quite a...
Is that in the new Joy of Cooking or the one that came out that was so controversial a few years ago that really revamped Joy of Cooking and so it was unrecognizable?
Yeah,
the brand new one?
She was part of the
chocolate team? Yeah. Okay, the dessert team. All right, so the holidays are coming up. Did you have any of her recipes for truffles in here?
I don't think we have any of her truffle recipes. I'm trying to remember which recipe we have of hers in there, but we've got a couple of her recipes. You know, Robert has a really good little section on truffle making in there that, you know, kind of really helps, I think, make it a little simpler. But, you know, truffles are one thing. There's a ton of other good things.
All right, if you're a dope like me in the kitchen and you really can't cook, but what you can do is appreciate and you can assemble a little bit.
I have the best recipe.
Oh, I want to hear. What is it?
4 ingredients, 10 minutes. A friend of mine's son, who is like 15 years old, made this cake. The family brought it to a potluck. Everybody freaked out. And it's called chocolate orbit cake. It's a flourless chocolate cake that's, you know, is really easy to put together. And I've been teaching all my nephews and nieces to make it. And they all do great with it. And, you can't mess it up. And it tastes great. And it's really true to chocolate. So it's a perfect kind of a, you know, holiday, a dessert.
All right, I'm going to go find the Orbit cake here.
Page 50.
Yeah, I see that it is. And let me just, all right, here we are, the Orbit cakes. So what do we have to do here? We have 4 ingredients.
Yeah.
And the ingredients are unsalted butter.
Yeah.
10 ounces, 62% semi-sweet chocolate.
Yeah, and you can use 70% as well.
5 large eggs and 1 cup of granulated sugar and whipped cream. So really, yeah. five.
You know, for putting on. I actually served it the other day with ice cream. It was fine.
Ooh. All right. I'm gonna start with this, and it tells you what to do. Talk to me about the percentage of chocolate. I see when I go and look at this fine chocolate, which, by the way, is not inexpensive, is it? Is there any way that people can enjoy fine chocolate if they're on a budget?
Well, you know, I think when you look at good chocolate, you're buying chocolate, you're not buying sugar. So when you're looking at the percentages, you're actually getting a better deal. If you compare a $4 bar of 75% chocolate to a $1 bar that has the same weight and has 12% chocolate, you're buying a lot of other ingredients. So if you really like chocolate, you're better off buying pure dark stuff.
What's the highest percentage that's available on the market? What's the highest percentage? Now, what I saw yesterday, what I was sent, was 82%.
Yeah, we make an 82 that's really delicious. And, you know, we sell it in 5-gram pieces, so you can buy just tiny little bits.
And how much is it? Tell us how much it is.
It usually retails
for how much?
The retail for a 5-gram square is something like 52 cents. But there's more chocolate in that than, say, there would be in a drugstore or, candy from one of the big brands. You'd have to buy $2 worth of something else to get as much chocolate.
So in that sense, it's more cost-effective.
Yeah, and you're not eating bad food. You know, you're eating just pure chocolate, which is good for you.
Well, when you look at the chocolate, Trader Joe's has a Belgian bar, and the high, 72% maybe?
Yeah, they have a 72%.
And it doesn't, and contrasting it to your 82%.
Yeah.
The 72, their 72% is, I have to say, more bitter. It's less expensive, but
yeah,
it is more bitter. It doesn't have the same finesse that your 82% has, which you would expect maybe to be even more bitter because it's got more chocolate in it.
Well, it isn't just that. We're very careful about which beans we choose. So just because a Belgian chose a certain kind of bean doesn't mean it's going to be good. Belgium is nowhere near where they grow cacao. Cacao is actually grown in the Americas. And we have access to some of the best chocolate in the world here. Most of the Belgian chocolate comes from parts of Africa that have very low quality chocolate or cacao.
So why did Belgium? Why is it considered such a plus when they're advertising the chocolate? Oh, this is Belgian chocolate.
Because they say it. Basically, the Belgians are wonderful candy makers. So I mean, in a sense, their chocolates or their bonbons are quite good, but their chocolate. Doesn't hold a candle to the best French stuff or our stuff.
Who is the good? Is it Valrhona is really good?
I would say Valrhona, is another brand like Scharfenberger that is really careful about flavor. You're never going to buy a bad chocolate from either us or them.
All right, if you were top of the line, I mean unbiased, even though you're in the sweepstakes, number one best chocolate in the universe, whose is it?
The London Times just said it's either one of two brands. One is Amade, which is an Italian brand, and the other was Scharfenberger.
Really?
Yeah.
Amade, spell it.
A-M-E-D-E-I.
Amade. I haven't seen it around. I don't know.
Is it around? It's around in the fine, good.
But if you're buying...
Probably has it, and David Berkeley has it, and Whole Foods has it.
Right.
And it's the same place that the Scharfenberger is mostly. though we're American, so we get better distribution here.
Well, are you in Whole Foods also?
Yeah, okay. And probably they have better distribution in Italy, obviously, than we do.
Well, and it's going to be more expensive if it's Italian because you have to the dollar's weak against the euro, and then you have to pay all the import and the duties and all that stuff.
I think it's better to eat local anyway, and we're an American company, and we're in Berkeley, and we're 100 miles from a whole lot of people, and I think the new rule of thumb is to try and eat foods that come, or at least processed locally.
Okay, now the holidays are coming. Besides the Orbit cake, what should we be thinking about when chocolate comes to mind with the holidays?
My other favorite thing is everybody loves eggnog, and drinks like that, hot drinks that you can put a little something in for the holidays, and we have a hot chocolate that is very thick and rich. And because it's low fat and it's fairly low sugar, it's filled with these great antioxidants that chocolate has. You put a little dark rum in that or a little brandy in that, and you have a very low cholesterol, delicious holiday drink.
Mm. Is that in the book?
That's in the book.
Ooh, that sounds so good. All right, I have to tell you, on Black Friday, just last week, I was at Cafe Rolly in Union Square, and they had a Cicoletta, a chocolate, a Venetian chocolate that they charged $4 for so thick and goopy. It was really quite good, but you really couldn't finish it without a paramedic standing by to dispense.
The thing with those, they're really the espresso of hot chocolate, so you don't drink as much, and I don't think a lot of the cafes get that. That you're supposed to have maybe a double espresso quantity or a demi-tasse cup. So that's a perfect quantity.
Well, this was an actual cup, and they said it was the Doge's kind of chocolate, of Venice. So because we love Venice a lot, I had to try it, and it was great, but I thought I wouldn't survive the whole cup.
Well, I've never met the Doge, so I don't know what he drinks. But, in a sense, it's all a little bit of marketing, I think.
I'm sure it was. So you have taken on this business. Are you still making wines?
I'm still in the wine business. I have a small winery called Eagle Point Ranch Winery, and I make very chocolate-friendly wines, which are Syrah, Petite Syrah, and Grenache. They're wonderfully fruity. They have great soft tannins, and they're very chocolatey in character. So that's what I do. But, I'm spending a lot of my time now agriculturally helping Scharfenberger try to find cacao for the next 10 years. We have a lot of challenges in sourcing.
How do you know it's good cacao when you buy it? It's bitter, it's horrible until it's processed.
And just like in Champagne, if you ever tasted the base wines that go into Champagne, you'd never drink this stuff. They're very tart and hard. And just like that, you train yourself to understand what the flavors are going to be like when they're made into chocolate.
Okay, now take us through the process.
There's literally thousands of different flavors that we get from the world of chocolate. So it's our job, really, and that's the key to Scharfenberger's success, is to winnow through all the cacao that's available and try and make chocolate only out of the stuff that tastes really good.
All right, so take us through the process. You're getting cacao from...
Most cacao, 80% of all cacao is grown by small growers, in other words, 10 acres or less. So family farms in the very humid tropics, places you'd never go on vacation because it's so hot and humid. So it comes from there. They pick it. They have to ferment it. Then they dry it. It's put in sacks. Usually there's cooperatives that then will market it to us. If it passes our muster, they send it to us. We bring it into the Port of Oakland. These cocoa beans are sitting in gunny sacks and ready to be made into chocolate. The first step is to, take the cacao and roast it. So these beans are roasted, and they're really more like toasted than roasted. It's a long, low temperature, roast. After that, we take the shells off and blow them away. So the shells are very papery and thin. We remove them, and then we have something called a cocoa nib. Those cocoa nibs then are just simply ground down using a combination of grinders, some steel but mostly stone, and we grind these cocoa nibs down with vanilla, and we use whole bean vanilla. We use sugar, and we use a little extra cocoa butter, and that's all it's in chocolate. So it's most of the flavor really comes from the beans we choose, and that's why it's really critical to find both the varieties. and also find growers who know how to deal with
them. But how do you know those are good beans when you get them? Because you can't taste, you're not tasting them, are you? They're too bitter. They're too.
No, people will send us a sample, so we'll get like a kilo from a cooperative, and they'll say, you know, what do you think of this stuff?
And how are you evaluating it? You taste? So what do you do?
Well, we take, you know, first we take 50 beans and cut them in half and look at them. And from those, you get, so you get 100 half beans, and you can tell, you know, the degree of fermentation. You can smell them. You can see if there's any insects in there or any mold or anything like that. And so if they, you know, pass the test, then we go to the next step, which is to taste them. So we then roast a small sample in a convection oven, take the shells off by hand, put them in an Indian spice grinder, and make our own little chocolate. And you can do this at home, I mean, with nibs. It's really fun to make your own chocolate. You just put nibs in a coffee grinder or an Indian spice grinder and grind it up with whatever you want. So you can, you know, anyway. So we do that. We make little tablets out of it and then blind taste the chocolate.
Talk to me about how you categorize flavors. Being in the wine business, you know, you talked about things that are fruity. Give me some of the terms. I love the terms, and I'm thinking, what if all of life could be described as you describe tastes in the wine business? And terms that are used to describe chocolate.
All right, well, first of all, there's no morose chocolate, so we'll start there.
You anyway, can only be happy in
so
the presence of chocolate.
It's basically fruitiness. Those are the first flavors you taste when you put them in your mouth, and there's sort of fruitiness, and along with fruitiness goes tart and sour. So those flavors tend to show themselves early on in the flavor experience. And then you basically get different kinds of acidities that show up at the end of the flavor, and those are from the tannins. And so some are very harsh. And some are very mild. And so you really want to have a combination of great fruit and mild tannins, which are fairly easy to discern, by this tasting method that we use. So we look for bright fruitiness, a lot of dark cherry flavors, which are really the best. Then we look for a tannic signature, a tannic flavor structure that lingers for really a long time in the mouth. I mean, it just sort of stays with you. So that then when we make it into chocolate, you have, for every bite, you get this thing that lasts and lasts and lasts and lasts and lasts and lasts in your mouth.
Would you call it, in wine, you would call it a, would you not call it a finish?
You would call it a finish.
And what would you call it in tasting chocolate also?
It's the same thing. We use it as a finish. So we basically have a beginning, a middle, and a finish. And that's how, you know, we assess wines, and that's how we assess chocolates as well.
My guest is John Scharfenberger. You've probably enjoyed his chocolate. Along with his partner, Robert Steinberg, they have developed Scharfenberger chocolates. And the new book, The Essence of Chocolate, Recipes for Baking and Cooking with Fine Chocolate. Once we have mastered some of these tastes, then what do we do?
Well, then, you know, we have to figure out how to put them into a blend. And a lot of our chocolates are blends because, if you're making the same thing over and over and over and over again, you want consistency. And so by blending, you can get consistency. And because cacao is an agricultural product, the cocoa beans are an agricultural product, you know, a lot of times the growers, you know, they won't be consistent from year to year, so you have to modify the mix. So both are 82%, or 70%, or 62%. And our milk chocolate all have different blends of cacao beans in them. And so we're constantly having to nudge the recipe for each of those chocolates to maintain the consistency. Every now and then, however, we find a cacao that is so good on its own that we just make a single origin. Make those every year. We just make them in the years that they're really spectacular. And so right now we have one called Las Islas. Because in the stuff we started getting last fall, everything from Trinidad and Dominican Republic and Jamaica was amazing. So we decided to put them together and make this special chocolate from the three islands in the Caribbean.
Do you have any information about, besides the stuff we read about, you know, the antioxidant properties of chocolate, whether how good it is for you, unless you gain too much weight eating it?
Yeah.
Do you have any?
You know, my view is that you know, chocolate's a nutritious food. And I think if you take all of that stuff that comes out of the, you know, that you read in the newspaper about strokes and heart attacks and blah, 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 you know, who knows whether it's a medicine. I don't buy that. But frankly, I think what's happened is chocolate's been rehabilitated as a nutritious food. And I think most of the world has always known that. And that's why, you know, like in Europe, they, you know, kids come home from school and parents give them dark chocolate to help them do their homework.
Well, here's my thought of it. I think, first of all, I think chocolate should be one of the major food groups if it isn't already. And secondly, here's the one thing that will make you live longer. Optimism. So if you feel better, right. It's going to make you live. They say on average you're going to live 7 years longer. So everybody who's listening, you're going to live longer if you feel better. And chocolate, I think they've done some research. I remember reading this, that it's that it replicates in the brain or duplicates the process of falling in love. Well, you know, it's not always easy to find someone to fall in love with. But, gee, some Scharfenberger chocolate is right there. And 62% and 82%. And, oh, my goodness, what a wonderful way to slide into the holidays. John Scharfenberger, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We're delighted that you could be with us in the book, The Essence of Chocolate, Recipes for Baking and Cooking with Fine Chocolate. Thanks, John.
It'll make your holidays a lot more, a very, very wonderful.
Well, if they don't last longer, they'll feel that they do. Thank you, John. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday chocolate-drenched edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have a couple-car crash at westbound 50 for traffic from the left, just east of Ponderosa Road, eastbound I-80 just west of Northgate Boulevard. Two-car crash over there slowing traffic down quite a bit in westbound 50 on Shingle Springs Drive. A three-car crash stopping things down. That's in Placerville on the way to Sacramento. Northbound I-5 just south of J Street. There's always something going on there. On the right-hand side, we have a vehicle in the roadway. Doors are wide open, it looks like. And westbound 50 to southbound 99, a two-car crash there. Hit and run at Douglas Boulevard and Sierra College Boulevard. Eastbound 90 at Northgate Boulevard. We have a two-car crash on westbound 90 at Taylor Road. We have a couple of car crash over there as well. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Hello, hi, how are you?
For love and romance, don't take a chance. The Gazetta Company.
Sacramento's favorite jewelers, Gazetta and Company Fine Jewelers, wants to thank their loyal customers with a very special thank you sale, Friday and Saturday only. Nick Gazetta wants to thank the readers of Sacramento Magazine for voting them the best place to buy jewelry for the 8th year in a row. Take advantage of unbelievable values and Gazetta's great selection of unique designs that you can't find anywhere else. When you experience their warm, friendly service and see the beautiful earrings, rings, and bracelets that they carry, you'll understand why they've been voted best place to buy jewelry by readers of Sacramento Magazine so many times. Great savings for 2 days only, Friday and Saturday. 805 Howe Avenue Plaza in Sacramento and in the TJ Maxx Plaza on Douglas Boulevard in Roseville. Thank you from Gazetta and Company Fine Jewelers.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazetta and Company.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
What's your secret for saving money on prescription drugs? If you don't have one, listen to this. Now you can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs when you call for a free money-saving brochure. It's from MedCenter Canada, and it's absolutely free when you call 1-800-604-9119. See how easy it is to save money on the same prescription drugs you find at your local drugstore. Drugs like lipid Lipitor, Zocor, Fosamax, Zyrtec, and many, many others, filled by licensed pharmacists and delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-604-9119 and get this free money-saving brochure. There's no obligation, and if you call right now, you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Don't pay full price any longer. Find out how easy and safe it is to save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Pick up the phone and call MedCenter Canada toll-free right now. 1-800-604-9119. That's 1-800-604-9119.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. If you're just joining us, you missed John Scharfenberger, but try the chocolate. It's awfully good, and I didn't know that, a London newspaper said it was that and an Italian brand were the finest chocolates in the world. It's great stuff. But you know what else I think you can do, and I won't say this to John Scharfenberger, but if you are a Trader Joe's fan, you can buy this, what is it, 77%, 72%, I forget what it is, the really, really dark stuff. It's a bit bitter. That's the trouble. It's a bit bitter. But you could probably get some Scharfenberger and modify it, you know, if you're making something for the holidays and you're on a really strict budget, because Scharfenberger is delicious but not inexpensive. Sia in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, I've been to the factory in Berkeley, and I'm so sold. The people there were really good educators.
Really? You mean you can take tours of the factory?
Yes, and they give samples that are just, you know, when they give a sample, it seems like such a tiny amount, but it's such, I want to say potent chocolate, that actually, I walked out of there actually kind of high.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just wonderful. It was great fun. The people really, you know, seemed to know what they were talking about, but I'm so sold on the quality of it. That I would rather have that little, what he called, I think it was a 5 gram. Yeah, than 2 chocolate bars, because I don't want all the other junk. I'm happy with that little piece that I know has really got good stuff in it.
I know, but you know, it's hard. It's hard to stop eating it, isn't it?
But no, it's not, because it's satisfying.
You know, well, that's right. Actually, I had a little bit last night, and it was a tiny little bar. I forget what the size of it was, and I started on the 82. And, you know, I just had a little bit of it. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm really sold on it. And they do have, at least I was able to be on the tour. I don't know if things have changed, because it's been about a year and a half or 2 years, I think. But it was well worth, it was very entertaining. It was really well worth going to. So I'd highly recommend it, and I really would highly recommend the chocolate.
We'll see ya.
Too bad you're not giving away a book, because, you know, but that's...
What'd you say? I didn't hear that part of it.
Too bad you're not giving away a book.
No, I'm being selfish, and I'm keeping it for myself. But it is available, and probably available at your independent bookstore. It's probably available. I haven't seen it at Costco. I'm sure it's available at Amazon.com as well, and any major bookstore. I think it sells for the retail is $35, and it's a gorgeous book.
I bet it is.
Yeah, and I'll bet you if you looked around, you could probably find a review copy or something else for quite a bit less.
Yeah.
So lots of good luck. Maybe if you put that on your wish list for Christmas and somebody will give it to you.
Yeah, that's right. I blame you for not wanting to let go of that one you have.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. 349-1320, 866-2613-20. Okay, CBS News this is an alert from CBS News. It is learned that ailing Cuban leader Fidel Castro does not have cancer. This is interesting, despite rumors to the contrary. However, he's still ailing. That's the thing. But CBS News chief foreign correspondent Lara Logan, who is in Havana, says she's been told it is unlikely Castro will ever recover enough to return to power, even if he survives for years. But whatever it is, it's not cancer. Millions of people are hoping Castro will be able to attend a military parade tomorrow. In what would be his first public appearance since images of a frail and gaunt Castro were broadcast on state TV just over a month ago. But CBS News has learned that he's not suffering from cancer. He's suffering from life itself, apparently, which eventually winds down, much to our chagrin. Except in California, nobody dies. In California, unless they eat red meat or smoke, if you've noticed. Well, here it is. Here it is. The Bush twins have invaded Iraq. Yes, Sunnis, Shiites are both united against this hard-partying duo just days after their hard-partying antics made headlines across Argentina. And this is the Borowitz report. The twin daughters of President George W. Dickey Bush arrived in Iraq today determined to continue celebrating their 25th birthday as only the Bush twins can. After the American embassy in Buenos Aires reportedly urged Barb and Jenna Bush to leave the country, many at the White House had hoped that the two spirited young women would take it down a notch, one insider said. But those hopes were dashed today when their plane touched down at Baghdad International Airport and an exuberant Jenna Bush announced, "It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes." Declaring that they were on a search for weapons of mass consumption, Barbara and her sister set off on a night of adventures, accompanied by several nervous-looking Secret Service agents. To this war-torn nation, the sight of the twin daughters of the U.S. president cruising through town, their car's audio system blaring, raised more than a few eyebrows. Within an hour of their arrival, the twins were summoned to meet the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, who reminded them that Baghdad remained under a strict curfew. "Curfew," Jenna reportedly replied. "Whatever." The Bush twins' surprise visit has already had one unintended consequence, as Shiites and Sunnis in the usually fractious Iraqi parliament voted unanimously to expel them. When told that they had managed to heal the decades-old rift between Iraq's warring sects, Barbara offered a succinct assessment, like, "Mission accomplished," she said. Well, there it is, 349, the Borowitz Report, 866-1320. Well, the tabs are, the Globe is filled with the Bush divorce scandal. Every week there's a new installment. And it has no bylines, which makes the whole thing suspect. But it doesn't matter. They are playing it big, and they're playing it large, and they're playing it loud on the front page. So this week's Globe has a front page picture of Laura on the one side and Dickie on the other, and it says, "World exclusive. Bush divorce scandal explodes. Shocking tell-all book reveals. Number one, drunken sprees. Number two, mystery woman. Number three, separate lives, and more." Oh, so we now have to read the story. Okay. I'm saving you the $3.21 from the Globe by reading you what's going on. New Bush scandal explodes. Tell-all book by Deep Throat is set to reveal the president's the drunken sprees in the Oval Office, mystery woman's late-night visits, president and Laura's shocking separate lives, and more. Well, we'll do that as we continue. I'll read you exactly what's going on in the Bush marriage in case anything is. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
How would you like to cut your mortgage?
Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. We have got a couple of car crashes going on. Fair Oaks Boulevard at Grant Avenue slowing things down. Eastbound I-80 at Russell Road and eastbound 20. We also have a three-car crash over there. Eastbound I-80 at Northgate. Two-car crash eastbound 50 at southbound Watt Avenue and northbound I-5 just south of J Street. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Oh, come some of ye faithful, powerful and privileged, O come, O ye special few to Bethlehem. Come, some of ye faithful,
perfectly attired,
O come, some of ye faithful.
God doesn't invite some of the faithful. God invites all the faithful. So do we. The United Church of Christ. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you're welcome here. The United Church of Christ, where God is still speaking.
God is still speaking at the Loomis Basin United Church of Christ. Come experience an open and affirming worship experience where everyone is invited to share God's word. For worship times, call 652-6011. That's 652-6011.
This is News 10 Now. I'm Christina Mendonca. A parolee at large barricaded in a home has forced officers to close off streets in East Sacramento. The house is at 39th and Folsom. They're negotiating with the man. We'll let you know what happens. Also, the NBA commissioner is coming to town again. Daniel Stern will be meeting with city leaders on the subject of a new arena. We'll tell you what else is on his itinerary. And we'll see you later today for more of News 10.
If you're a fan of big-time slot machines, Jackson Rancheria Casino will be music to your ears. We have over 1,500 machines, the area's largest variety of penny slots, and we paid out the most mega jackpots in all of Northern California. So if big-time slot machines and even bigger payouts sound like fun, come take a spin at Jackson Rancheria Casino. Are you a dream catcher?
The Brenda Lee Christmas Show is coming to Jackson Rancheria Casino Sunday, December 17th. Reserve your tickets today.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall...
Making the choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair. Or Borders. But the food co-op...
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud. The power to do more.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can always join the conversation at 349-1320. All right, the headline of this week's tabloid, The Globe, Bush divorce scandal explodes. And then when you open it up, new Bush scandal explodes, tell-all book. By Deep Throat, and they don't say who it is, is set to reveal, which is being shopped around, which you find out later, and that it's all going to come out in court. That's a pull quote. All right, so here it is. It reveals the drunken sprees in the Opal office, that President and Laura's shocking separate lives, mystery woman's late night visits, etc. George, and no byline, which is makes it all very suspect. And then when it says marriage crisis in the White House. All right, here it is. George and Laura Bush's teetering marriage is being threatened by an alarming new crisis. Explosive revelations that promise to rip the lid off of their shocking private lives and trigger a huge public scandal. The White House has learned that a bombshell tell-all book is being floated to publishing houses by an unknown senior staffer, a, quote, deep throat type of source. President Bush has been told the book will expose the full extent of his drinking binges in the Oval Office, the dirty details of his tattered marriage to Laura, and also his secret meetings with a mystery woman, which are linked to rumors that his dad cheated on his mom, Barbara. And then it's a headline of the paragraph, nightmare. This is their worst nightmare come true, one White House source tells the Globe. George and Laura have been fighting to keep all this quiet for years. Now it's all going to come out. Things are going to get very, very ugly. Insiders believe a damaging book at this point will be the death blow to the president's legacy and his marriage. An expose of the White House scandals could be the last nail in the coffin of President Bush's hopes, says one political historian. He wants to be regarded well by history, but his presidency is tarnished already. A permanent record of his personal and public tribulations would put him on a tall pedestal in the presidential hall of shame, well, which is probably needs new quarters because the old ones are too small. In a series of world exclusive, Globe has exposed the deep-rooted problems in the Bush marriage and Laura's continued threats to divorce the president unless he changes his ways and this is a continuing sub-theme of this whole thing, and steers romantically clear of Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, because they're always saying that Laura thinks that he's having an affair with Condoleezza Rice. Well, does anybody, are you buying that? We don't know. None of this is really, we don't know. Globe has also disclosed how his drinking sprees have alarmed Laura, causing her to urge him to go through rehab and dry out once more. But all that is just the tip of the iceberg, says the insider. There's a lot more that's come out that they don't want. There have always been whispers that Laura spent a great deal more time out of the White House and lived a very separate life from the president. We've heard for years that the only time they would get together was for public appearances and political reasons. Headline, very troubling. And there are plenty of not-so-quiet whispers of drunkenness in the White House at the worst possible moments. Maybe whoever is writing this book knows what really is going on between the president and Condi. And what also seems to be very troubling for the White House is that the book will supposedly expose the president's stormy relationship with his father, the former president. And you know what? That actually could be true. Headline, Lives in Fear. Things are not great between them, Dickie and his father, and W lives in fear that some of the things he has said about his dad in private will be in the book. Earlier this year, the magazine Vanity Fair reported that the president asked his dad, George, in the middle of the 1988 presidential campaign about the long-standing rumors that he had had an affair with an aide. The woman reportedly was British-born diplomat Jennifer Fitzgerald, now 74. She knew the elder Bush from the time he was ambassador to China through his time as president and worked for him in a variety, in quote, a variety of positions. Oh, yes, I'll bet, says a source. Fitzgerald never commented on the rumored affair, and Bush Sr. emphatically denied it, but it is always something that has stayed with W, says the source. At times, he has been absolutely obsessed by it. The rumors may be linked to three mysterious late-night visits with George W. at the White House made by an older woman with salt and pepper hair very early in his presidency, sources say. Headline, getting worse. There was a lot of speculation back then that Bush had asked an operative to look into the alleged affair with his dad and that this woman may have had some knowledge about the whole thing, says the insider. But it's still not certain who this woman was. Now the talk is that all this could be in the book. The White House is desperately trying to determine just who is writing the book, says the source. They've been told there is a deep throat whose identity is a closely guarded secret, but who has some intimate information about what really is going on inside the White House. Things just seem to be getting worse for George with the war in Iraq and the Democratic election win. The book couldn't have come at a worse time for him and Laura. So I'm asking you a question. Does any of this have any ring of truth to it? Well, there were rumors that the old man had an affair with Jennifer Fitzgerald. And you know how Barbara Bush, the Silver Sly and Silver Fox, dealt with it? She's written books about her dog, Millie the dog, you know, the children's books. I think they were children's books. Either they were children's books or for not too bright adults, let's put it that way. And she made one of the characters, Jennifer Fitzgerald, to deceive the eye into believing that her husband was not having an affair with this person. But who knows what the story is. Do you believe that there are drunken binges? Could be. Could be that he's off the wagon. Could be. Do you think that he's having an affair with Condi? I don't know. Are he and Laura living separate lives and really not? I always thought they seemed sort of close, but what do I know? You think it's separate lives? There's no byline to this. And I will quote you again what Michael Kinsley, the journalist, said about the tabs. They're 80% right, but you've got to figure out which is the 80 and which is the 20. But the fact that they keep They play it big on the cover every week. And there's always a story with no byline. And, of course, Bush can't do anything about it because he's a public figure. And so the laws of libel here don't really apply in stuff like this, I don't think. So I don't think he can sue. Or I don't think he would sue because it would only cause a lot more attention. And then he'd have to prove that he's not drinking. And then he'd have to prove he's not having an affair with Condoleezza Rice. So, I mean, it's not going to happen. But what do you think? Do you think any of this is true? It's so juicy. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, we've got some slow traffic. Douglas Boulevard at Barton stopping things down. Don Julio Boulevard at Watt Avenue is hit and run. Howe Avenue at Arden Way and westbound 50. Looks like we have a disabled vehicle over there slowing things down. Westbound 50 just east of Ponderosa Road. Westbound 50 at Shingle Springs. And eastbound 50 at Southbound Watt Avenue. All crashes slowing traffic down. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's talk radio for the less of us. Makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is News 10 Now. I'm Christina Mendonca. A parolee at large barricaded in a home has forced officers to close off streets in East Sacramento. The house is at 39th and Folsom. They're negotiating with the man. We'll let you know what happens. Also, the NBA commissioner is coming to town again. Daniel Stern will be meeting with city leaders on the subject of a new arena. We'll tell you what else is on his itinerary. And we'll see you later today for more of News 10.
If you're a fan of big-time slot machines, Jackson Rancheria Casino will be music to your ears. We have over 1,500 machines, the area's largest variety of penny slots, and we paid out the most mega jackpots in all of Northern California. So if big-time slot machines and even bigger payouts sound like fun, come take a spin at Jackson Rancheria Casino. Are you a dream catcher?
The Brenda Lee Christmas Show is coming to Jackson Rancheria Casino Sunday, December 17th. Reserve your tickets today.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall...
Making a choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair or Borders. But the food co-op...
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud, the power to do more.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous Friday.
a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Fidel Castro's absence from the celebrations of his 80th birthday has raised fresh questions about the state of his health after surgery in July. We have some new information from Havana.
I'm Laura Logan. Fidel Castro remains seriously ill, but CBS News has learned that he does not have cancer, despite the rumors. However, we're told it's unlikely he'll recover enough to ever return to power, even if he survives for years.
The most recent public image of Castro is a video broadcast a month ago. He looked very frail. Cuba's birthday bash culminates tomorrow with a big parade. A niece says the family is urging him not to attend. In an average December, Kenosha, Wisconsin gets about 8 inches of snow. Here it is the first of the month, and they've got 16 inches on the ground. Resident Cindy Athan says Arctic air has moved in behind the storm.
As long as we don't lose power, I think that probably is the biggest concern, because if you lose power, you lose heat, and trying to stay warm in this weather can be difficult.
It's been difficult from the Midwest to the Atlantic seaboard as a storm front moves east with snow, ice, rain, and fierce wind. Right now there's a tornado watch in western Connecticut. British authorities, joined now by FBI experts, continue to find more traces of polonium-210, the radioactive substance that killed former KGB spy Alexander Litvinenko. CBS's Amy Gutman brings us up to date.
A hotel in southern England was evacuated this afternoon for radiation testing. It's believed that Mario Scaramella, one of the last people to see Alexander Litvinenko, stayed at that hotel recently, which is why police were looking at the site and conducting radioactive testing to see if any of the substance was on site.
Scaramella has tested positive for polonium-210, and authorities say Litvinenko's wife was also exposed. But apparently, neither one got a large enough dose to become seriously ill. Talk about bare-knuckle politics. Punches and chairs were thrown in the Mexican Congress today as members of the opposition party tried to prevent Felipe Calderon from taking the oath of office as president. His security agents brought him in through a back door. He was quickly sworn in and left. CBS News reporter Adrian Barb reports the post-inaugural events were not marred by protests.
After all the pushing and shoving was done, there was finally time for celebration, complete with a military salute to Mexico's new president and music. Felipe Calderón made a strong message to his nation, offering dialogue and an olive branch to his detractors, but also saying he's not going to wait to get down to work. Adrian Barb, CBS News, Mexico City.
Starting in 1997, 21 men have been found strangled in suburban New Orleans. Now there's an arrest. A 42-year-old man from Houma, Louisiana, has been charged with two of the earliest murders. On Wall Street today, the Dow down 27 points to finish at 12,194. This is CBS News.
The holidays are here, and Guitar Center is your one-stop destination for every musician on your gift list. Save 50, 60, up to 75% off. Plus, don't pay for a full year on total purchases of $299 or more. Great holiday deals like acoustic guitar packs from Fender, only $99. Casio portable keyboards, just $79. Plus, Guitar Center gift cards make the perfect stocking stuffer. Guitar Center's December deal days are going on now. Don't miss it. Now online at GuitarCenter.com.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. Feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Actor Michael Richards has been saying he's sorry ever since his racist rant in a Los Angeles comedy club. Now, arrangements have been made for a face-to-face meeting with the people who were the targets of his remarks. KNX Radio's Todd Lights has the story.
Attorney Gloria Allred says a retired judge will mediate the sit-down involving Richards and the three men and one woman he repeatedly called the N-word during a recent stand-up routine. Allred calls it a positive step and Richards' acknowledgement.
That what he said was offensive, was wrong, and was hurtful, and then we look forward to his apology to them, face-to-face, man-to-man.
The retired judge will then decide if the four victims should be compensated. Kyle Doss is one of the four, and says he appreciates Richard's willingness to meet with him and his friends.
Whatever the retired judge says, we will accept.
The meeting will take place sometime after the first of the year. Todd Lights, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Big drug haul in Rio Grande City, Texas, near the Mexican border. Federal agents say they found nearly 9 tons of marijuana in 2 underground bunkers. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Local and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I am Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho.
Five minutes after 5 o'clock, welcome to Hour 3 of the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I Am Yours, until 7 o'clock. And Fridays, are, we have more, you know, it's loosey-goosey on Fridays, more than, it's more of a flea market of ideas than most of the other days of the week. But, you know, sometimes it's a horse race. I want to remind you that on Tuesday, we're going to be joined by an old friend of mine, Brian Copeland. He is a stand-up comic, an award-winning writer, and an actor, and his new book is called Not a Genuine Black Man. On Wednesday, we're going to be joined by Daniel Golden, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and his new book, The Price of Admission, How America's Ruling Class Buys Its Way into Elite Colleges and Who Gets Left Outside the Gate. I guess it's people like us, huh? Us little rabbits. But, you know, here's the great thing, and I think this is the thing we learned in the election, is us little rabbits, or grammatically, us little rabbits, when we get together, there's an immense power of the people, and the people really spoke in this last election. If you were just joining us, we have been a lot of places today. We have been visiting with John Scharfenberger, who makes a fantastic high-end chocolate, and you don't need a lot of it to feel satisfied, so maybe there's a good message in that. His new book, The Essence of Chocolate, it's a terrific looking book. It's mouth-watering. It's a gorgeous coffee table book filled with a lot of good recipes and advice. And USA Today picked it as its critics pick yesterday's edition. So it was delightful to talk to him and find out the ins and outs of chocolate manufacturing, which are really pretty complicated, it sounded to me. We've also been talking about the first new Muslim member of Congress, and he wants to swear himself in on the Quran rather than the Bible, which is fine with me. That is okay. A lot of right-wing talk hosts and the right-wing universe is angry about it. They're fulminating. Steam is pouring out of them. But we don't care about that. And the truth of the matter is that putting your hand on anything is just a photo op. The real swearing-in happens en masse. Everybody comes together, and they are sworn in a sort of mass event. And so anything that happens privately with a Bible or a Quran or anything else, the Sears catalog, that's just a photo op. It has no real, there's no official status to it. So 349-1320, 866-620-6320. These are both toll-free ways to call Enid Live and express yourself. This is one of the few places you can do it. It doesn't cost you a penny. You will be heard by a huge number of people, and huger every day, because I hope you're doing your homework assignment and telling 3 to 5 people every day that Enid Live is here and that AM 1320 is here. And also you can email me, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. I want to add to our conversation. Oh, and by the way, if you're just joining us, one of the stories we've been following is the Michael Richards story, the Kramer story, and the latest chapter of that story where, you know, he went ballistic and very racist at a comedy club. He's going to be meeting in a mediation session with a retired judge. He's going to be meeting with the four black Americans that he insulted, and the judge is going to decide what the proper remedy is, whether it's going to be a cash settlement or what it's going to consist of. So that's the next chapter of this story. 349-1320, Gabe in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Gabe.
Hello, Enid. I just want to say I went on thinkprogress.org. I don't know if you've heard of that website before.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Say it again.
Thinkprogress.org.
Okay. Website. Yeah, I have heard
there,
of it.
And I used to go there for a lot of my news. None of the congressmen, when they get elected, have to swear in on a Bible.
I know it. I said that.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I know that. The real swearing in happens when they meet in mass. They don't swear in on a Bible, and that's where the official swearing in happens. Anything they do afterward with a hand on a Bible is just a photo op. It's not official.
And I don't think, is that what he's really wanting? I haven't heard that it's what he really wants to do.
He wants to do it. Keith Ellison is the first Muslim member of Congress, and he wants to swear himself in on a Quran. So good for him.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. I thought it was just amazing.
Well, that's why you have to. That's why, Gabe, you have to listen to Enid Live, because otherwise you might miss things.
I need to, yes.
That's right. Okay. I thank you for calling. 349-1320, 866-26-1320. All right. You've been traveling back and forth across the border. You've gone to Mexico. You've gone to Canada. Do you know that you've been profiled? Do you know that without your knowledge, millions of Americans and foreigners crossing U.S. borders in the past 4 years have been assigned scores generated by U.S. government computers rating the risk that the travelers are terrorists or criminals? The travelers are not allowed to see or directly challenge these risk assessments, which the government intends to keep on file for 40 years. So, you know, I have not done this very much, but I know that financial pages are always advising you to check your credit rating, their credit reporting agencies, because there are often errors. Wasn't it Teddy Kennedy who was on a criminal watch list, a no-fly list, and it took him almost a year to get his name off of that list? So here's my point. Guess what? Mistakes are made. Well, you're not going to be able to see these mistakes, and you're not going to be able to challenge anything. The government is profiling you. They're keeping this stuff on file for 40 years. Nobody is allowed to see or directly challenge any risk assessment about you. If they've made a mistake, if you have the same name as somebody who really is a risk, you could be in trouble, and you'll be in trouble for the next 40 years. The government calls the system critical to national security following 9/11 terrorist attacks, but some privacy advocates call it one of the most intrusive and risky schemes yet mounted in the name of anti-terrorism efforts. Virtually every person entering and leaving the U.S. by air, sea, or land is scored by the Homeland Security Department's Automated Targeting System, or ATS. And I don't know what they use to determine what your score is. The scores are based on ATS's analysis of travel records and other data, including such items as where they are from, how they paid for their tickets, motor vehicle records, past one-way travel, seating preference, your seating preference, and what kind of meal you ordered. Your seating preference, you want an aisle seat, you must be a terrorist because you got to get out quick. You want a window seat, you might not be a terrorist because you got two fat people that you're sitting next to that you're going to have to climb over. You have to somersault over those two if they're not making love in the seats next to you. Remember that couple that was having sex and then they were met by marshals? The couple when the flight attendant came down the aisle and said, "Stop doing that." And the guy said, "Get out of my face." Well, guess what? There were marshals there. The law was there to meet that plane when it landed. Anyhow, virtually every person entering and leaving the U.S. by air, sea, or land is scored by this system. The use of this program on travelers was quietly we didn't hear it, disclosed earlier this month when the department put a notice detailing ATS in the Federal Register, a fine print compendium of federal rules. The few civil liberties lawyers who had heard of ATS and even some law enforcement officers said that they thought it was only used to screen cargo. Well, it's not. We're the cargo. That's it. They don't screen the cargo. Here's the story. They do not screen the cargo. They screen us instead. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And then you have a system that they're going to use in Phoenix where they x-ray you. So they x-ray you so that if you have any kind of explosives or something, they want to see it. Now, I want to ask you this question. First of all, it's a horrible invasion of privacy. And secondly, from a health perspective, you want x-rays of you every time you travel? Supposing you're somebody who travels quite a lot for business, and you are in and out of airports, and you are subject to all these x-rays? I mean, this is not a good thing. You know, if you're talking about polonium-210, and I have some information about polonium-210, you don't want all this x-rays. You just don't want it. Every time they pull you aside and they wand you, I always feel nervous about that because you don't know what that is. Those of you who are expert in this. What is it? Is it low-level radiation? Is it X-ray? What are they doing when they wand you? I don't think it's good for you. You know, and there are all these exploding rates of breast cancer and this and that. I just don't think it's good for you. So to be X-rayed from head to toe every time. And you know what? The X-ray picture I saw, it didn't have... people do smuggle things in their bodily cavities, and I don't know if it shows that part. So you expose yourself to the X-rays. It's the appearance of security, the illusion of security. It is not real security. So there you have it. We are being rated about our terror potential. The government has been keeping records. They're going to keep records for 40 years. And wait! They want to X-ray us, and they're going to have this pilot program in Phoenix. But wait, as they say on the infomercials, there's more. Starting today, U.S. companies need to keep track of all the emails, IMs, instant messages, and other electronic documents generated by their employees thanks to new federal rules that go into effect today, according to legal experts. The rules, approved by the Supreme Court in April, require companies and other entities involved in federal litigation to produce electronically stored information as part of the discovery process when evidence is shared by both sides before a trial. The change makes it more important for companies to know what electronic info they have and where. Under the new rules, an information technology employee who routinely copies over a backup computer tape could be committing the equivalent of virtual shredding. So this is according to ABC News. Both federal and state courts have increasingly been requiring the production of relevant electronic documents during discovery. Now, this happens when you're in a lawsuit. But does this mean that you have to, that the companies, this is in federal litigation, but U.S. companies apparently are now going to need to keep track of all the emails, IMs, and other electronic documents generated by their employees in case there is federal litigation? I'm not entirely clear, but this is an ABC story. So anything you do, any movement you make, your seat choice, what kind of meal you decide to have on a flight, all of this ranks whether or not you're a terrorist threat. And then if they can't decide, they're going to X-ray you. And if you're not a threat, they're sending you to the hospital in an early grave earlier. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Charles in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Charles.
Oh, hello, Enid. Hi. About swearing on the Bible, it brings up the question of whether you're going to swear on something that you believe in or something you don't believe in. If you're a Muslim, you know, you would be believing in the Quran instead of in the Bible, and what would be the point of swearing on something you don't believe in?
Well, that's exactly right. If you want to swear, and one of the things that came up in the conversation is maybe to get religion out of the equation, maybe what you should be swearing on is the Constitution. You know, you had all these people like Duke Cunningham and Robert Ney. They must have sworn on something somewhere along the line, and they couldn't wait to be as corrupt as possible and to sell themselves to the highest bidder.
Well, it's such hypocrisy that to swear on the Constitution to uphold the Bible. Because the Constitution requires freedom of religion, not an establishment of religion. So
well, you swear, wouldn't you want to...
they're not swearing on either. They're lying about both the Bible and the Constitution. It's totally crazy.
Yes, it is totally crazy. All right, so you're welcome, and I thank you for calling. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You're being profiled, and you didn't even know it. Every time you left the country and came back... You're being profiled, and this is information about what kind of a risk assessment you are in terms of being a terrorist. You're not allowed to ever see it, not allowed to challenge it. It will be on file for 40 years. And it's dependent on how you paid for your ticket. How much can they figure out? How much of what you paid for your ticket? How you paid for your ticket? What kind of a meal you ordered? Where was your seat assignment? I mean, this is preposterous. How many people have they, how many terrorists have they actually caught? And you know what? They still don't screen the cargo on planes. That's what's amazing. Somebody could put a bomb in some of that cargo. It could get it through, and they don't screen it. So they're X-raying you. And what are the health impacts? If you are a frequent flyer, what are the health impacts of being X-rayed that frequently? I mean, this is really troubling. Dave in Rockland, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So this is the federal government. They can't seem to count enough votes to actually validate an election. They want to x-ray us and then keep the records for 40 years.
Well, wait, no. That isn't what they're going to keep for 40 years. They're going to figure out what your seat assignment was, how you paid for your ticket, what you ordered for your meal if you had a special meal, and that's what they're going to keep for 40 years.
Oh, my God.
As your terrorist, that is part of your terrorist risk assessment. Wait, I'm going to give it to you. Well, here it is. Just a minute. And you're not allowed to see it or directly challenge these risk assessments. They will be kept on file for 40 years. And let's see, they are based on how you paid for the tickets, their analysis of travel records and other data, your DMV records, your motor vehicle records, your past one-way travel, your seating preference, and what kind of meal you ordered. All the things that are going to tell us exactly who you are, I guess, huh?
So this is important to them, but they'll destroy the entire EPA library, which is important to the entire globe, how clean we keep the planet. But they'll keep seat assignments and meals
For 40 years. And decide whether you're a risk. And if you will recall, it was Teddy Kennedy who was on, Senator Ted Kennedy, Edward Kennedy, who was on a no-fly list because they got something screwed up and put in, and he was thought to be a terrorist, which of course he wasn't. And then they would always wand him, and he always had to step out of any, but he was on a no-fly. It took him a year, almost a year, to clear that up. And he is a senator.
A year for a senator whose brother was president, and it's, oh my God.
So that means if you are mistakenly assessed as being a risk, you're going to be in traveler hell for the next 40 years is probably what is going to happen.
Oh, my Lord.
I know. I mean,
And they wonder why we drive everywhere. Oh, well, wait.
No. This doesn't matter. Even if you drive, if you're land, sea, or air, they're going to figure out a way to score you. So if you think you're driving, they're going to look at what make and model your car is. Did you pay for it? Did you lease it or did you buy it? Are you making payments?
There's nothing else to call it. It's just the government. The Republican government has managed to pass things and to get things going. This whole Patriot Act and this excuse they're using for invading another country, and now they're trying to say this is going to keep us safe. Oh, wait, you're safe as long as we're in another country fighting a war. They won't attack us at home. But yet when you're at home, you're going to get x-rayed. What if my wife's pregnant?
Well, that's it. That's it. Or what if the health, if you can't be x-rayed because you've been too x-rayed or you're in chemo, you know, whatever it is that you are. So, and even if you are not, you know, you have no health issues, being frequently x-rayed is not a perky idea.
I don't need any more radiation that I can get naturally.
That's it. You got that right, Dave. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Laurel in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Laurel.
Hey, well, I heard earlier a lady saying that, you know, she's transgender. And how would she explain it to the x-ray people?
Oh, no. I didn't think about that.
We don't have to explain anything to anybody. Do you know what I mean? Free travel was one of the very first rights as Americans we got.
Well,
I can't understand is why the entire country isn't, like, getting a gun and starting to make a little noise here. This is insanity.
Well, this is insanity. But I never thought about the tranny issue.
I mean, so somebody would say, well, how would I explain, you know, that I've got part of it because I'm only halfway through? I mean, this is the United States of America. You don't have to explain anything to some TSA worker. This is insane.
You've got it right, Laura.
Has anyone read George Orwell's 1984? I mean, I cannot understand how people who say they're for the United States of America, and by God, you know, I'll take my gun out of my cold, dead hand. These are the same people who are saying that we're going to x-ray you, we're going to rate you, and this is, well, if you don't...
And you can't see it, you can't challenge it, and it's on file for 40 years. Laurel, I thank you for bringing up the tranny issue. I wouldn't have thought of that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Ken in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I got some other nuggets you're going to love.
Uh-oh.
There was an HSI, a Homeland Security Department funding bill, and there was a rider written into the bill that allows the Homeland Security Department to give okays or no okays for passengers or tourists leaving or entering the country. So as of March of this coming year, we're going to have to ask the government whether we can leave the country or not. And this was actually written into the funding bill for the Homeland Security Department for 2007-2008.
Wow. So give us that again.
The funding bill for Homeland Security Department for fiscal year 2007-2008 has a rider in it that requires the Homeland Security Department to basically give its approval before you can leave or enter the country, even if you are an American citizen.
How do you then, by what procedure do you get permission to leave? If you have a passport and you have a ticket and you have a valid passport, what procedure are they going to set up for you to exit the country?
They won't tell us. The information is proprietary only, and they're not giving it to us. What I want to know is when did we become the enemy? And the even scarier thing is okay, you have this massive data base. What happens when the government decides to privatize that information and hand it over to private entities? Then what happens to it?
Well, you know, this is interesting, and you bring up an excellent point, and let me just say what it is. First of all, we're fighting a war that is completely irrelevant, that has nothing whatever to do with terrorism.
Right.
Well, we could have gotten the guys who did the deed. We walked away from it and left them to cultivate their opium patch in Afghanistan
right.
to even greater heights than previously. Mm-hmm. And you're right. We have completed the work that Osama bin Laden and his henchmen began. We have clamped down on our civil liberties, and instead of going after the terrorists, you know, they're screening us, they're not screening the cargo. I mean, this is an administration that you're right, we are the enemy instead of terrorists. They are terrorizing us.
I have a theory as to why they're doing this. And it's
why? Well, it's to manipulate us, but why?
Well, quite frankly, I think the U.S. dollar is going to collapse this coming year. China has already told all of its major trading partners to begin to diversify out of the dollar into the euro and into the yuan, which is the Chinese dollar. If the world starts trading oil in euros or in yuan instead of the dollar is going to lose all of its value. What if all of a sudden there's a huge economic uprising in this country of the middle class, and you start seeing issues of social disorder? You got to remember, KBR built a whole bunch of detention facilities in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas that
house
up to 2 million.
Oh, Ken, you're taking it way too. I think you're taking it way too far.
No, I got this from Tom Hartman, and he's saying, "Well, look, it is a little conspiratorial."
It's not. That's at least 40 years down the pike.
Well, you got to remember too. I mean, 6 years ago, had you said terrorists were going to fly 4 airplanes into the Pentagon or into buildings, we would have said, "Yeah, sure, I don't believe that either." But anymore, I mean, just asking the questions and assuming the worst may be the best thing. Why are they doing this? Could this be part of it? Is the collapse of the dollar imminent? Are they afraid of an uprising because of the collapse of the dollar?
Well, I'm going to share with you actually, you bring up a good economic question, and I'm going to share with you some information from Paul Krugman in today's New York Times. So
okay.
thanks for bringing it up, Ken.
Sure.
Interesting points, and but I would say pushing the envelope. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, I am certainly glad I'm not really going home right now. The southbound I-5 just north of J Street and on down. I guess it's really slow moving over there. Southbound 99 just south of Twin Cities Road near Galt. It looks like there's a 2 and 3 car crash over there stopping things down. And westbound 50 just east of Ponderosa Road, there's a 2-car crash in Placerville if you're headed that way. Otherwise, the roads are looking okay. 528 and Enid Live will be back at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
Here's Johnny. Homeowners, can't afford to sell your property because you don't have adequate equity to pay off your loan, commissions, and closing costs? We can help. We'll negotiate with your lender for them to pay all the costs of the sale and stamp your loan balance as settled. We call that a short sale. Listen Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. on KCTC to the John Brooks Realty Show, where we will be discussing all aspects of the short sale. Can't wait? Call us today at 372-SAVE. That's 372-7283.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom? Super Prostate Formula reduces nighttime urination and improves sleep. We're so confident that you'll be thrilled with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 1-800-414-2106. 1-800-414-2106. 1-800-414-2106.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
Are you having any fun?
Safeway has the perfect gift for everyone. Gift cards. More than 200 cards to choose from. For the do-it-yourselfers on your list, treat them to a gift card from the Home Depot. Gift cards from Sears, Best Buy, and Macy's are great for those who want a little of everything. Safeway even has Blockbuster, iTunes, and Barnes & Noble gift cards. See cards for terms, restrictions, and conditions. Make it easy this holiday season with gift cards from Safeway. Check out our gift card display in store. Today with your club card and online at Safeway.com, Rancher's Reserve Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast in a Value Pack is just $3.99 a pound. Washington Fuji Apples are 10 pounds for only $10. And stock up on Rice-A-Roni and Pasta-Roni. Get 10 boxes for just $10. Don't miss the Holiday Cheer Party Thursday, December 7th from 4 till 8 p.m. Enjoy our Taste of Safeway sampling throughout the store and get great entertaining ideas.
Are you having any fun?
Safeway. Ingredients for life.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And we are talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about screening and... Oh, you know what? That was me. I did that. Sorry about that. That was not my end. Oh, well, we were real hot here. Sorry about that if it blew your ears out there for a second or became overmodulated. We're talking about all this screening that goes on
that we're now learning about that has been going on for the last 4 years. Every time we left the country and came back, whether we crossed the border, Mexico, Canada, this has all been filed away. If we took an airplane trip someplace, if we went to Europe or somewhere, this is now going to be kept on file for 40 years. They're assessing us for our risk level. And let me tell you, this is all based on such trivia as your seating preference, the kind of meal you ordered, your DMV records, and so on. Then the Phoenix Airport is going to test X-ray screening so that they're going to take X-rays of passengers' bodies to detect concealed explosives and other weapons. What kind of a health risk is this going to be for people, particularly if you are a frequent flyer? 349-1320. Mickey in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mickey.
Good afternoon, Enid. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
This screening program is not new. In fact, it's not even 4 years old. It's about 30 years old. It wasn't called a terrorism screening program before. It was a drug war screening program. The profiling, in fact, using many of the same things, including how you paid for your ticket, where you were going, what your point of origin was, whether it was one way, all that kind of stuff was on the drug war.
Well, the Los Angeles Times is reporting that this has been going on for the past 4 years.
Right,
but 4 years, for 4 years, it's been, you've been assigned scores generated by government computers rating your risk. So
right.
Are you saying it's been going on for 30 years, but only have they been assessing your risk level for the last four?
No, they've been assessing your risk level, but not as a terrorist. Before, they were assessing your risk level as a drug person, a drug courier, or a drug mule, as it were. Now, what is different now is that it's they don't just score. Now they score everybody. They used to score people according to the profile. If you were higher on the profile, for instance, if you paid cash for your plane ticket, if you had a one-way ticket, if you came from Miami or L.A., your score was much higher than if you came from Wisconsin or someplace, and if you had a round-trip ticket, and if you paid for it by credit card.
Well, you know, you could have legitimate reasons for having one-way tickets.
All those things. However, the Supreme Court in 1986 ruled that just the fact that you paid cash for a ticket was enough to be probable cause for you to be searched at the airport in your destination.
No, really?
Yes.
Are you an attorney, Mickey?
No, I am not. I used to be a long time ago before I got sick of the overwhelming advantages of the government against criminal defendants, especially indigent defendants. I am no longer an attorney. Anyway, the other thing is this: the new profile, the new scoring system, or the use of it for terrorism, has already affected my family, in particular my eldest son, who converted to Islam about 13 years ago. He lives normally in Singapore, has his business there. Every time in the last 4 years that he has come back to the U.S., he has been stopped in customs, dragged into a separate room, made to fill out many questionnaires, and has been interrogated closely and has had his belongings searched sock by sock, piece of underwear by piece of underwear. Every time I go to pick him up at the airport, I have to wait about 4 hours before they'll release him and allow him to continue, because obviously any American who converted to Islam, or any nice Catholic Irish boy who converted to Islam, must be.
How do they know what his religious affiliation is?
Now, first they check.
It's not on your passport.
It's not on your U.S. passport. It's on your documents when you come from Singapore, Indonesia, or the Philippines.
They ask you have to fill out what your religion is?
Yes.
He should pick another name to save himself, you know, as a matter of bureaucratic expedience. He should just pick some other, he should make up some name of something and make that his religion.
That's what he ought to do if he wanted to avoid this. However,
yeah.
Now it's sort of a badge of honor with him. And he gets into great arguments with these people at the airports and points out he's a combat veteran Marine. And he says, if I'm a terrorist threat, gee, what must George Bush be?
Right, but you know what?
Religious conversions.
Well, I mean, this is pretty frightening. This is pretty troubling stuff, Mickey.
And it's not going to get better. The X-ray thing, aside from the health issues, I mean, this is it's been incremental ever since Bush came into office, but it's not going to get better because even with the Democrat Congress, most of the Democrats voted for the Patriot Act. And it doesn't seem, in fact, even Barbara Boxer.
They better unvote for the Patriot Act. That's all I can say. They better modify that
when
vote.
When Barbara Boxer stood up in the Senate and said that she believed that the government would not misuse the powers it was given, I had to look for a Green Party candidate or something.
Yeah, you needed to look for the bathroom is what you probably needed to look for.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that of Dianne Feinstein. I just couldn't believe it of Barbara Boxer.
Yeah.
But we get let down by them all.
Mickey, I thank you for calling, and thanks for pointing this out. 349-1320, 866-626-2613-20, Di and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Di.
Hey, Enid, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to call regarding the whole x-ray thing. I was wondering if these people have decided that this is a great idea, have really done enough testing regarding women who may be in early stages of pregnancy or who don't even know they're pregnant yet.
That's right. They may not know. And we had somebody call in, and what if you're a tranny, if you're transgender or you're undergoing a sex reassignment, gender reassignment, you know, that there it is for everybody to see what's there and what's not there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's all I had to say. I just wanted to go see, you know, make the point. I hadn't heard it all day, so maybe I'm listening on and off. And obviously you can hear my little one in the background.
Di, thank you very much. I appreciate
thank
the
you.
Call. 349-1320. Okay, I promised you Paul Krugman today because somebody called in to say that they thought some bad economic storms were brewing. And you will see maybe, if you're lucky, Paul Krugman in tomorrow's B, but let me give you a heads up today. And so far he's been right on everything he said. He said a few years ago he was getting out of a variable mortgage into a fixed. He said things are going to happen and variable is going to be bad, and he was right, I think. Those of you who find yourself with a variable right now, maybe you could speak to that. In any event, the headline of the column is Economic Storm Signals. It's tough to make predictions, Yogi Berra is supposed to have said, especially about the future. Well, he says, actually, this remark makes perfect sense to economists who sometimes have trouble making predictions about the present, and this is one of those times. He says, we're now two-thirds of the way through the fourth quarter of 2006, so you might think we'd already know how the quarter's going. But economists' assessment of the current state of the U.S. economy, never mind the future, are all over the place. And here's the bad news. This kind of confusion about what's going on is what typically happens when the economy is at a turning point, when an economic expansion is about to turn into a recession or vice versa. At turning points, the various indicators that usually tell us which way the economic wind is blowing often point in different directions so that both optimists and pessimists can find data to support their position. The last time things were this confused was early in 2001, when most economists failed to realize that the U.S. was sliding into recession. If that sounds ominous, it should. The bond market, which has been a pretty good record of forecasting recessions, is pointing toward a serious economic slowdown next year. See, so what I would say is don't be too extravagant for the holiday season, but enjoy it, because who knows what's going to happen next year. Before I explain what the bond market is telling us, let's talk about why the economy may be at a turning point. He says between mid-2003 and mid-2006, economic growth in the U.S. was fueled mainly by the huge housing boom, which created jobs directly and made it easy for consumers to spend freely by borrowing against their rising home equity. But the housing boom has now gone bust. However, optimists and pessimists disagree both about how bad the bust will get and about how much damage the housing slump will do to the economy as a whole. Optimists like Alan Greenspan, whom some accuse of letting the housing bubble get out of hand in the first place, said that he thinks the worst of the housing slump is over, and he thinks that everything has stabilized. But the day after he said that, the government released grim data on new home sales for October and revised its estimates for earlier months downward. Most, though not all, of other economic numbers that came out this week were also substantially weaker than expected. So pessimists feel vindicated by the downbeat data, but there are still some forecasters who are telling us don't worry. So who do you want to listen to? Well, maybe the best answer, Paul Krugman says, is to look at what the financial markets say, not the stock market, which is a notoriously bad indicator of the economy's direction, but the bond market. Paul Samuelson, a Nobel Prize-winning MIT economist, famously quipped that the stock market has predicted 9 of the last 5 recessions. Since last summer, when the housing bust became unmistakable, interest rates on long-term bonds have fallen sharply. They're now yielding much less than short-term bonds. The fact that investors are willing to buy those long-term bonds that are yielding less than short-term bonds tells us that these investors expect interest rates to fall. And that will happen only if the economy weakens. So the bond market, which has been a better predictor than the stock market, is betting that interest rates are going to fall, and that indicates that, and that will only happen if the economy gets weaker, forcing the Federal Reserve to cut rates. So bond buyers are in effect betting on a future economic slowdown. How serious a slump is the bond market predicting? Well, Paul Krugman says, pretty serious. Right now, statistical models based on the historical correlation between interest rates and recessions give roughly even odds that we're about to experience a formal recession. And since even a slowdown that doesn't formally qualify as a recession can lead to a sharp rise in unemployment, the odds are very good, maybe 2 to 1, that 2007 will be a very tough year. Luckily, he says, he concludes, we've got good leadership for the coming economic storm. The White House is occupied by a man who is ideologically flexible, listens to a wide variety of views, and understands that policy has to be based on careful analysis, not gut instincts. Oh, wait. He's got his presidents mixed up, huh? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Paul Krugman has been frighteningly right about a lot of his economic predictions. What do you think about this one? He says it's going to be tough next year, and it doesn't look good for the economy. I hope he's wrong, but I think if you're going to be prudent, you ought to proceed as though he's right. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Slow-moving traffic on this Friday night. Douglas Boulevard at Sierra College. We have a three-car crash. Westbound 50 just west of 10th Street. Two-car crash is blocking the lane and emergency vehicles as well. Southbound 99 just south of Twin Cities Road. We have a vehicle on the right-hand side stopping things down. And, well, that looks like just about it where it's going to really bother us on our drive home at 546. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The only channel left.
Ho, ho, ho! I can't wait to have a good cigar!
Oh, me too, Santa, me too!
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this cool new lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy who knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Santa. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
Come to Tobacco Republic's Customer Appreciation Party on December 9th from noon to 6 p.m. on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazzetta and Company.
Sacramento's favorite jewelers, Gazzetta and Company Fine Jewelers, wants to thank their loyal customers with a very special thank you sale, Friday and Saturday only. Nick Gazzetta wants to thank the readers of Sacramento Magazine for voting them the best place to buy jewelry for the 8th year in a row. Take advantage of unbelievable values and Gazzetta's great selection of unique designs that you can't find anywhere else. When you experience their warm, friendly service and see the beautiful earrings, rings, and bracelets that they carry, you'll understand why they've been voted best place to buy jewelry by readers of Sacramento Magazine so many times. Great savings for 2 days only, Friday and Saturday. 805 Howe Avenue Plaza in Sacramento and in the TJ Maxx Plaza on Douglas Boulevard in Roseville. Thank you from Gazzetta and Company Fine Jewelers.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazzetta and Company.
Ha ha!
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. Oh, no, it's not that time of year again. No, it can't be. It can't be. Tell me, pinch me. Tell me it's not here.
It's
the most fattening time of the year. With that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer. It's the most fattening time of the year. It's the lip-smackin'est season of all. While you're shopping, you're cheating, impulsively eating that junk at the mall. It's the heaviest season of all. There'll be turkeys for basting and stuffing for tasting, and giblets and gravy will flow. There'll be cookies that Mom baked and a leftover fruitcake from a Christmas a long time ago. It's the scale-flattening time of the year.
No kidding. 5:50 on the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Lieutenant. We are sending you into the arms of a holiday, pre-holiday weekend. It already feels like the holidays, doesn't it? You know, everybody's having parties and all that other good stuff. We're talking about something that's not so much of a party, actually, is that this without our knowledge, millions of us, and one of our callers told us this has been going on for 30 years, only that the reason for that of that was drugs, and now it's terrorism, but without our knowledge, millions of us in the past 4 years have been assigned scores generated by the U.S. government computers rating the risk that that we as travelers are terrorists or criminals. We're not allowed to see or directly challenge these risk assessments, which the government intends to keep on file for 40 years. The same government that can't count the votes, the same government that had Teddy Kennedy on a no-fly list, that government? Yeah, well. And so virtually every person entering and leaving the U.S. by air, sea, or land is scored by the Homeland Security Department's automated targeting system, even Dickey, presumably. With Dick Cheney, the biggest terrorist of all, the scores are based on ATS analysis of their travel records and other data, of our travel records and other data, including items such as where we are from, how we paid for our tickets, our motor vehicle records, our past one-way travel, seating preference, and what kind of meal we ordered on the plane. Did we pay in cash? Didn't we pay in cash? In the meantime, Phoenix Airport is going to test X-ray screening. And I think there have to be lawsuits to this. The airport in Phoenix, Sky Harbor International Airport, will test a new federal screening system that takes X-rays of passengers' bodies to detect concealed explosives and other weapons. Now, what they have here is a woman, and they have an X-ray, but you don't see her internal organs. So presumably, you could be lodging things in your bodily cavities. Well, maybe the X-ray works better than this picture does, but anyway. The TSA has said that it has found a way to refine the machine's images so that the normally graphic pictures can be blurred in certain areas while still being effective in detecting bombs and other threats. So, as somebody pointed out, if you're undergoing gender reassignment, everybody at the airport is going to know that. If you're a tranny, everybody in the airport's going to know it. If you are pregnant and you don't know you're pregnant, the wisdom of having X-rays is highly questionable. You shouldn't have X-rays. They say that the technology will be used initially as a secondary screening measure, meaning that only those passengers who first failed the standard screening process will be directed to the X-ray area. You know, let me ask you, how many terrorists have they caught so far? Have they caught any terrorists using? They're not screening the cargo. I don't think they're X-raying the cargo. Our ports are still unscreened. The cargo coming into our ports, I think only 2-3% of the cargo coming into the U.S. is screened for anything. The stuff on planes it goes out unscreened, but we're going to be screened. I mean, this is just so draconian. I think we have to scream about this. We have to scream about the screening. What are your thoughts about this? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Slow-moving traffic, southbound 5 at Rayleigh, eastbound Ivy at Mace Boulevard. We have a pedestrian hanging out.
Stockton Boulevard at Gerber Road at Kitten Run, South Bend I-5 just north of J Street, another two-car crash completely different from the one an hour ago, and South Bend 99 just south of Twin Cities Road. We have a vehicle on the right-hand side, doors open, and now we have a crash, two cars. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm what you've all been waiting for, the world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm with Mike Franz, general manager at Lasher's new Elk Grove Audi in the Elk Grove Auto Mall.
You know, the showroom's just about to open.
I know. See, I have my hard hat on, my earplugs in. Because I've been inspecting. But you're already selling new Audis, right?
We are. In fact, we're selling all of our 2006 A6s and an A8, $10,000 off the MSRP. You hear me?
I'm sorry. I thought you said $10,000 off A6s.
I did, and an A8.
Really? $10,000?
Take those things out of your ears.
What?
We're also offering 3.9% on all remaining 06s.
3.9% on A4 convertibles?
3.9% on any new 06 Audi.
You better get someone to direct all the traffic you're going to have.
Yeah, you.
You mean it?
Sure.
Do I get an orange vest and a flashlight?
And a whistle.
The right car, right now.
Get $10,000 off an 06 Audi A6 or A8.
Plus 3.9% financing on any new 06 Audi.
Only at Lasher's new Elk Grove Audi in the Elk Grove Auto Mall or at LasherAuto.com. On a first credit 3-list discount, ID number 01975-203-1641-165-867.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. The Settlement Company.
Sacramento's favorite jewelers, Gazzetta & Company Fine Jewelers, wants to thank their loyal customers with a very special thank you sale, Friday and Saturday only. Nick Gazzetta wants to thank the readers of Sacramento Magazine for voting them the best place to buy jewelry for the 8th year in a row. Take advantage of unbelievable values and Gazzetta's great selection of unique designs that you can't find anywhere else. When you experience their warm, friendly service and see the beautiful earrings, rings, and bracelets that they carry, you'll understand why they've been voted best place to buy jewelry by readers of Sacramento Magazine so many times. Great savings for 2 days only, Friday and Saturday. 805 Howe Avenue Plaza in Sacramento and in the TJ Maxx Plaza on Douglas Boulevard in Roseville. Thank you from Gazzetta and Company Fine Jewelers.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazzetta and Company.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
'56 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. Now, we're talking about the fact that that the government has been keeping track of all of us, whether we come into the country, come and go by land, sea, or air. And these are things that we're not ever going to be able to challenge or see. They're going to be kept on file for 40 years. It's been happening for the last 4 years longer, according to one of you who called to say that the government has been monitoring us using the guise, the rationalization of illegal drugs coming into and out of the country. Now it's terrorism, and you're assessed, and you can't challenge it, and you can't see it. And then at Phoenix, they're going to do screening with x-rays. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I want to add to the conversation, too. This is something we've talked about. Remember, we've talked about whether or not you commit a crime. There are all these guys. Usually, they're prominent guys. They get caught on these chat rooms and stings with trying to set up sex with a 13-year-old girl who was in real life usually a 45-year-old FBI agent or something, male.
official arrival of winter, a big storm has blasted the Midwest with snow, freezing rain, wind, and bitter cold. For a while, conditions were so bad in north-central Illinois that a 70-mile stretch of Interstate 80 was closed. Pam Downey works at a truck stop along the route.
I heard that they had reopened it. It was travelable, but they had to go slow, and there's lots of cars getting on right now.
CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers has more.
By the time it's done, a storm that first showed its punch Monday when it brought a rare snowfall to Seattle will have steamrolled its way 3,000 miles across the country, giving the cold shoulder to millions of Americans.
Right now, the east is being battered with thunderstorms as the front moves through. CBS News has learned that whatever's ailing Fidel Castro, it's not cancer. That revelation comes as Cuba stages elaborate celebrations of Castro's birthday without him. CBS News foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk says the government's trying to maintain a semblance of normalcy.
The display of military prowess and power in Cuba to celebrate the armed forces' 50th anniversary and the delayed party for Castro's 80th birthday is designed to offset the feeling in Cuba of insecurity and uncertainty in light of Castro's illness and the transition of power to his brother Raul.
Castro actually turned 80 on August 13th, but the celebrations were postponed in the hope that he'd be well enough by now. It was literally a backdoor inauguration today when Mexico's new president was sworn in. CBS News reporter Adrian Bard was there.
In a ceremony that lasted less than 5 minutes, Felipe Calderon has taken office, has been sworn in as Mexico's new president. He came in the back door behind the podium, which had been protected by members of his party for several days. He came into the Congress amid shouts from the opposition, shouts that said only traitors go through the back door. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
Authorities in southern Louisiana think they've solved the serial stranglings that started 9 years ago. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen has the story.
The multi-jurisdictional serial killings task force has arrested 42-year-old Ronald Dominique, charging him with two murders. But Les Bonanno with the Louisiana Attorney General's office makes it clear more charges may be coming.
We do believe that we'll have more information to come in the very near future.
Authorities say at least 9 and as many as 15 murders of men in and around southeast Louisiana may be linked to the same killer. They were all found partially clothed or with no shoes, many dumped in trash bins or rural areas. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The price of oil continued to rise today up to $63.43 a barrel. The Dow fell 27 points, finishing the week at 12,194. This is CBS News.
Get the good stuff!
Napa's heating up the holidays with the hot new number 55 Napa Remote Control Race Car Sweepstakes. This detailed race car measures in at over 35 inches long, and it tops out at over 20 miles per hour. It features digital proportional steering, variable speeds, and a range of over 50 yards. Batteries are included, and one car will be given away at every participating Napa Auto Parts store. Enter to win today at Napa. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
The holidays are here, and Guitar Center is your one-stop destination for every musician on your gift list. Save 50, 60, up to 75% off. Plus, don't pay for a full year on total purchases of $299 or more. Great holiday deals like acoustic guitar packs from Fender, only $99. Casio portable keyboards, just $79. Plus, Guitar Center gift cards make the perfect stocking stuffer. Guitar Center's December deal days are going on now. Don't miss it. Now online at GuitarCenter.com.
You probably haven't noticed, but CBS News correspondent Jim Shenevy reports Big Brother is now watching as you work at your office computer.
Today's the day U.S. companies are required to keep detailed records of employee email, instant messages, and other electronic documents. The rules, which cleared the Supreme Court back in April, require companies and other entities involved in federal litigation to produce electronically stored information when evidence is shared by both sides before a trial. Now, because a company never knows when it might be involved in legal action, the requirement pretty much covers all large companies. It even covers hard-to-track digital photos taken by employee cell phones and information on removable memory cards. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
A beer distributor is in a fight with Maine's Bureau of Liquor Enforcement, which refuses to allow sales of a special holiday brew with a label depicting Santa quaffing a cold one. Officials say that label might appeal to children. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Well, we're here.
It's all cold down along
down the boardwalk.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Practicing real hard, yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So stand up, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many, not many. You guys in trouble out here. And you better watch out. You better not try. You better not bow. I'm telling you why.
Government. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. And whatever you ordered on your airline flight, you could be a terrorist, and they're going to keep those records for 40 years. Welcome to Hour 4 of the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. 6:06 is the time. I'm yours until 7. That was Bruce Springsteen. We have really wonderful holiday music for you, and thank you, Lisa West, for that. You can join the conversation, 349-1320, always toll-free, 866-626-1320, with input by Lauren Haley as well for the music. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. We've been talking about all the screening and these new rules. You heard it top of the hour, CBS News reporting, but ABC News is also reporting today is the day that your company, even if it's not involved in federal litigation, if it ever is involved, it needs to have this record, these records of all emails, IMs, other electronic documents generated by employees thanks to these new federal rules. I mean, can you imagine all this junk that has to exist, and you have even less privacy? So you go to the Phoenix airport, and they want to x-ray you if they think that you are a danger based on some dopey records about where you how you paid for the ticket. Did you pay in cash? Are you buying too many one-way tickets? What's your seating preference if you're on the aisle? I don't know what that means exactly. If you're in the bulkhead section, I don't know what any of this means, but the computers apparently do. You can't ever see it. You can't ever challenge it, and it remains on file for 40 years. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And one of the stories that we are really following here with a lot of interest is a story that really is even more thrilling than a thriller. Well, not thrilling in the positive sense of the word, but the spy story in London. We know, and there is a, well, let me give you the latest. First of all, you know the story about this former spy who was living in London. His name is Alexander Litvinenko, and he died. He was poisoned by polonium 210. They finally figured out what it was. It's quite rare, except that the San Francisco Chronicle says there are legitimate uses for it. You can buy trace amounts on the internet for as little as $69, but I don't think it's a trace amount that will kill you. It isn't much, but I think that's even too little. So the latest on this story is that the British have found radiation at 12 locations. A trail of radiation has expanded now to 12 different sites. British authorities turned their attention to two Russian aircraft, so we don't know if it's a couple of Russian aircraft. There were two or three British Airways aircraft also that indicated there were trace amounts of this radiation. The four newly disclosed sites include two hospitals where the former spy, Alexander Litvinenko, was treated. The Sheraton Park Lane Hotel in central London, a car found in North London, according to Scotland Yard. A plane belonging to at least one to the Russian airline TransAero was checked for radiation and cleared after it landed at Heathrow. But anyway, they had examined a bunch of venues and they have found radiation at 12 locations. Okay, so that's part of what's going on. The wife, the former spy's wife, has tested positive for radiation. So that's going on. The FBI has joined the investigation at the request of the Brits, at the request of Scotland Yard. The FBI is joining the British probe into the poisoning death of a Kremlin critic. British authorities requested the involvement of the FBI because the FBI has a certain expertise in weapons of mass destruction and will assist in some of the scientific analysis. There is no, at the moment, suspected link to the U.S. in an investigation that extends to five airliners now and locations from London to Moscow. Well, they're saying that there's no suspected U.S. link, but, you know, who knows? I don't know if we can trust exactly everything they have to say. In addition, an ex-Russian premier is also, they think, a victim of poisoning. He was poisoned in Ireland, we think, the day after Alexander Litvinenko was killed by radiation. At least that's the claim. So there's a person poisoned. Also, the Italian professor who was meeting with Alexander Litvinenko, he has been taken to the hospital with what they think is radiation poisoning. And there are fears that if you've been tainted by this stuff, you could develop cancer. Scientists are now examining the corpse of a former Russian spy. Scientists examine the corpse of a former Russian spy in Britain today to try to discover when and how he ingested a fatal dose of a radioactive material. And so that is going on. They're doing the postmortem of Litvinenko at the Royal London Hospital, so they're trying to, a postmortem, an autopsy, I don't know what the difference is. Those of you who are physicians, you can tell me. And the spy's friend, the Italian professor, now tests positive for polonium-210. So the story expands. His name is Mario Scaramella, the Italian academic who met Alexander Litvinenko on the day he was allegedly poisoned, has tested positive for polonium-210. Scaramella was one of the last people to see him alive. So we know that that's going on. I think he's been admitted to the hospital. Letters reveal a secret hit squad. Now, some people have said this is the Russian government and they're outsourcing this hit. Other people have said it's too crude to be something that the Russian government would do, that there are more subtle ways that you can poison somebody and they wouldn't register like polonium-210. There are other people who have said, you know, the Brits were really smart that they were able to isolate it as quickly as they did. Detectives now are investigating letters smuggled out of Russia purporting to show the existence of a secret squad set up to target poisoned spy Alexander Litvinenko and others. So a secret squad being alleged by these secret letters. Heretofore a secret. Scotland Yard has been passed copies of two letters apparently penned in jail by a former Russian intelligence officer. In one of the letters, Litvinenko is warned that both he and his family are at risk. So these letters were somehow passed on to Scotland Yard, and there is supposed to be a secret hit squad operating who knows where. So the spy's wife, a former Russian premier, the Italian professor, all testing positive for the radiation. They're doing the postmortem on the spy himself, now no longer among us, on his way to heaven or somewhere. And the deadly polonium has now been traced to a Russian nuclear plant. It is being reported that Alexander Litvinenko was most probably murdered by rogue elements in the Russian state. At least that's the claim. The claim comes on a day a postmortem exam took place on Litvinenko. Scotland Yard indicated that the result may not be available for several days because of the test to be carried out. Investigators believe that while the former spy's assassination was not officially sanctioned by Putin's government, the polonium-210, which killed him, must have come from state nuclear labs. The killers must have had access to the labs, indicating a level of state involvement, according to intelligence sources. Reports say the source of the polonium-210 has now been traced by British scientists working at the atomic weapons establishment in England to a nuclear power plant in Russia. These English scientists have been following the trail left by the polonium at 10 sites across London and on three British airways. Well, now we're saying at 12 sites. But anyway, they have traced it, they think, to a nuclear power plant in Russia. All right, what relevance does this have for us here in Sacramento, the hit-and-run capital of the universe? Well, it has a little bit of relevance, more than you would imagine. Now we know all about polonium-210, and we know what a dangerous substance it is. When the former KGB agent, Alexander Litvinenko, was found to have been poisoned by radioactive polonium-210 last week, there was one group that must have been particularly horrified. Do you have any idea what that group is? One group that must have been particularly horrified. The tobacco industry. The tobacco industry. Why? Well, the industry has been aware, at least since the 1960s, that cigarettes contain significant levels of polonium. Exactly how it gets into tobacco is not entirely understood, but uranium, quote, daughter products naturally present in soils seem to be selectively absorbed by the tobacco plant, where they decay into radioactive polonium. So if you are smoking, you are inhaling radioactive polonium. It's another reason you want to think about quitting. High phosphate fertilizers may worsen the problem, since uranium tends to associate with phosphates. In 1975, Philip Morris scientists wondered whether the secret to tobacco growers' longevity in the Caucasus might be that farmers there avoided phosphate fertilizers. How much polonium is in tobacco? Well, in 1968, the American Tobacco Company began a secret research effort to find out. Using precision analytic techniques, the researchers found that smokers inhale an average of about 0.04 picocuries of polonium-210 per cigarette. Now, I don't know how to frame that, but maybe we'll find out. The company also found, no doubt to its dismay, that the filters being considered to help trap the isotope were not terribly effective. A fraction of a trillionth of a curie, a unit of radiation named for polonium's discoverers Marie and Pierre Curie, may not sound like much, but remember that we are talking about a powerful radionuclide, I hope I'm saying that correctly, disgorging alpha particles, the most dangerous kind when it comes to lung cancer, at a much higher rate even than the plutonium used in the bomb dropped on Nagasaki. Polonium-210 has a half-life of about 138 days, making it thousands of times more radioactive than the nuclear fuels used in early atomic bombs. We should also recall that people smoke a lot of cigarettes, about 5.7 trillion people worldwide every year, enough, or 5.7 trillion cigarettes maybe, enough to make a continuous chain from the Earth to the Sun and back, with enough left over for a few side trips to Mars. If 0.04 picocuries of polonium are inhaled with every cigarette, about a quarter of a curie of one of the world's most radioactive poisons is inhaled, along with the tar, nicotine, and cyanide of all the world's cigarettes smoked each year. Pack-and-a-half smokers are dosed to the tune of about 300 chest x-rays every year. Got that? Pack-and-a-half smokers are dosed to the tune of about 300 chest x-rays. Is it therefore really correct to say, as Britain's Health Protection Agency did this week, that the risk of having been exposed to this substance remains low? That statement might be true for whatever particular supplies were used to poison Litvinenko, but consider also this. London smokers, taken as a group, probably inhale more polonium-210 on any given day than the former spy ingested with his sushi. No one knows how many people may be dying from the polonium part of tobacco. There are hundreds of toxic chemicals in cigarette smoke, and it's hard to sort out how much one contributes compared to another. And interactive effects can be diabolical. In a sense, it doesn't really matter. Taking one toxin out usually means increasing another. One reason lights don't appear to be much safer. What few experts will dispute is the magnitude of the hazard. The World Health Organization estimates that 10 million people will be dying annually from cigarettes by the year 2020, a third of those in China. Cigarettes, which claimed about 100 million lives in the 20th century, could claim close to a billion in the present century. The tobacco industry, of course, does not like to have attention drawn to the more exotic poisons in tobacco smoke. Arsenic, cyanide, nicotine, bad enough. But radiation? As more people learn about the secrets hidden in the golden leaf, it may become harder for the industry to ally itself with candy and coffee. Harder to maintain, as we often do in the litigation, that the danger of tobacco have long been common knowledge. I suspect that even some of the more enlightened smokers will be surprised to learn that cigarette smoke is radioactive and that those odd information spilling from a poison KGB may be molehill, the odd amount of polonium-210 spilling from a poison KGB may be molehills compared to the really big cancer mountains. This is by Robert Proctor, who is a professor of history of science at Stanford. So if you are smoking a cigarette, you're getting polonium-210 in your cigarette. That's right. So here it is. The tobacco industry is mortified, and what we know is that there's a lot of it every time you smoke a cigarette. I want you to know that. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid, slow-moving traffic, it looks like we do have. It's southbound 99, just past Laguna Boulevard, Auburn Boulevard at Madison Avenue. Two-car crash on Auburn Boulevard at Watt Avenue. We have another crash over there. Westbound I-80 at Reed, eastbound I-80 at Elm, and Don Julio Boulevard at Antelope. All crashes. Now, the Don Julio Boulevard at Antelope, we have major injuries over there. We have three or four emergency vehicles on scene. So if you can go around it, I know that's not rural over there, but you can take some back roads and just get out of their way. That might be a better thing. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein here for Smud Greenergy. More than 30,000 Smud customers have signed up for the Greenergy program, making it one of the most successful renewable power programs in the country. Do your part by joining the Green Team. More at smud.org/green.
If you're a fan of big-time slot machines, Jackson Rancheria Casino will be music to your ears. We have over 1,500 machines, the area's largest variety of penny slots, and we paid out the most mega jackpots in all of Northern California. So if big-time slot machines and even bigger payouts sound like fun, come take a spin at Jackson Rancheria Casino. Are you a dream catcher?
The Brenda Lee Christmas Show is coming to Jackson Rancheria Casino Sunday, December 17th. Reserve your tickets today.
The Future Automotive Group is overstocked with pre-owned vehicles. Take advantage of their year-end clearance and shop from the comfort of home at FutureAutomotiveGroup.com.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
People have spoken.
Don't take a chance. The Cigarette Company.
Sacramento's favorite jewelers, Gazzetta & Company Fine Jewelers, wants to thank their loyal customers with a very special thank you sale, Friday and Saturday only. Nick Gazzetta wants to thank the readers of Sacramento Magazine for voting them the best place to buy jewelry for the eighth year in a row. Take advantage of unbelievable values and Gazzetta's great selection of unique designs that you can't find anywhere else. When you experience their warm, friendly service and see the beautiful earrings, rings, and bracelets that they carry, you'll understand why they've been voted best place to buy jewelry by readers of Sacramento Magazine so many times. Great savings for 2 days only, Friday and Saturday. 805 Howe Avenue Plaza in Sacramento and in the TJ Maxx Plaza on Douglas Boulevard in Roseville. Thank you from Gazzetta and Company Fine Jewelers.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazzetta and Company.
Talk to Enid now,
4-9-13-20. The right time around here, 626 on this fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live as you're escaping into the arms of the weekend. I'm yours until 7, and you can join the conversation. It's always toll-free, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I am intrigued. I like reading thrillers. I love mysteries. And I am intrigued by this, the Polonium 210 story that is coming out of England. Every day there is a new installment. More people have been... are involved in the radiation. More sites have been exposed to the radiation. 12 around in London. Around London, I don't know how many airliners. 3 to 5 by one count. Looks like the polonium was traced to a Russian nuclear plant. There is evidence, or at least allegations, that there was a secret hit squad. But the relevance for polonium, which we really had not heard very much about for the rest of us, is that it is not a small byproduct of smoking. You are getting polonium 210 when you light up a cigarette. And if you're a pack and a half a day smoker, you're getting quite a lot of it. You're getting the equivalent of 300 chest x-rays. Now, I don't know if that's for a year or for a lifetime, but that doesn't sound small to me. And they just did a study on smoking. Less is not more when it comes to smokers' health. A Norwegian study just found that merely cutting back on the number of cigarettes smoked per day did not lower a heavy smoker's risk of early death. So if you're just cutting back, it's better. I still think it's better, but apparently it doesn't alter your risk of an early death. What they found is that limiting the daily amount of cigarettes may be useful as a temporary measure when you're trying to taper off and quit. But kicking the habit is the only real way of reducing the risk of smoking-related health consequences and an early death. Now, the idea that polonium 210 is being released, you're inhaling that with your cigarette. I think, and the cyanide, the arsenic, and all that other stuff, when we talk about secondhand smoke, it's almost become a benign term. But you have got places like Belmont in, you know, right here in the Bay Area and other places around the country where the states are now moving to protect children from secondhand smoke. And in various places around the country, smoking is being banned not only from public places, but also from cars and homes. So you may be a smoker, but you're not allowed to smoke in your own home because it will endanger the health of your child. Is it fair? Is it fair? Yes or no? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I think it is, because you know what? It's not an issue of rights. It's a public health issue. If you want to commit a slow form of suicide, inhaling that polonium 210, that should be a new brand of cigarette. Polonium 210 with a skull and crossbones and the Surgeon General's warning, which nobody reads anyhow, right up there. If you want to do that, fine, but don't take anybody else with you. Don't take me with you, and don't take your helpless children with you. And if you're a smoker during pregnancy, this is not a good thing. 349-1320. Polonium 210. Did you know that? So here is a Stanford professor, Robert Proctor, writing today's New York Times, and he says, you know, when the story about Alexander Litvinenko comes out, and he's found to have been poisoned by radioactive polonium. He said there must have been one group. There was one group that must have been particularly horrified, the tobacco industry. They're not telling you. You know, we all know that smoking is not good for you, but I don't think we know how not good for you smoking is. Let's head over to the phones and to Benjamin in Antelope. Benjamin, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How's it going?
Going well. I just about knocked over my chocolat, but I didn't. Welcome, Benjamin.
I was just going to comment about the whole smoking thing. Oh, my God, polonium. I didn't even know that.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know it either. Polonium 210 in your cigarette. I hope that telling people will just kick them in the behind and keep them from smoking. Along with this new study from Norway in Oslo, they found out that even if you cut back, it's not enough. You can do it temporarily, but it doesn't alter anything. You just got to quit.
You know, as far as radiation, a lot of people don't really understand it. There was a story a while back. I'm not sure if you heard about. 20 or 30 years ago in Latin America, bandits broke into an abandoned hospital and they stole the cobalt 60 core from a radiation treatment machine that had just been left there. And the guy thought it was pretty because it glowed, so he had it shaped into a ring for his wife. And then the scrap metal from that machine made it into like tables and furniture and truck parts, and it was like this huge mess, and like a dozen people died, and there were like two children that were like buried in a lead casket. It was awful, and it kind of highlights that there just isn't enough awareness in general about.
There was, and people who grew up in the 50s will know about this. Your moms and dads will know about this, maybe your grandparents, that you could go into a shoe store and there were these fluoroscopes, and to fit your shoes right, they were x-ray machines. You would, you go in and you put your feet under them so that they could get the right size and be sure that the shoes, there was enough room at the end of the toe. And, kids would use them as toys and play with them. So I don't know what the health effects of something like that are.
My father grew up in the early 60s and he had extremely bad acne, and I guess they like irradiated part of his face.
That's another treatment that they did. Yes,
and it killed some of his nerves in his face. I mean, I just couldn't believe it when I heard about it when I was like a teenager. It blew my mind.
Did those nerves ever come back?
Yeah, he's not like disabled or anything, but there's like a square inch on his face. He can't feel anything. That's all it is. But it's still kind of alarming. I'm sure people have been injured a lot more by that kind of treatment.
So are you a smoker, Benjamin?
No, I am not. As a matter of fact, I voted on Proposition 87, or 80, which I can't remember which one it was, the 86.
Well, I wasn't sure that would be the right, I'm not so sure that taxing cigarettes heavily, but I think people need to know about the polonium 210. Well, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We have a couple of lines open. Mike in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hey. Yeah, as far as people's rights to smoke, like you said, if they want to commit suicide, that's on them. If they want to kill their children or buy children or whatever, that's not.
But a lot of smokers get bent out of shape because, it's their rights.
Let them get bent. Let them get bent. I catch you smoking around my children. I'm going to bend some heads.
In Belmont, in the Bay Area, you can't even smoke in front of your house or outside because the smoke drifts around to the neighbors.
Well, that's fine. You know, I mean, I was a smoker. Hell, I smoked for a long, long time. Quitting's hard. I mean, but it's not impossible. I mean, I quit five times, but I'm smoke free for 10 years.
Well, you finally did it. And what was the secret?
Not just doing it. Like I said, I got quit. The problem, don't get a divorce, and you can stay not smoking.
I thank you for the call. You know what I think happens? You got to get your head around it. It's the same thing you need for losing weight. God knows. That's something I can discuss. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I can also discuss quitting smoking. I quit. I just quit. That's it. I stopped, and I never looked back. So it can happen. But I was with friends, and they sort of helped me out for the first week, and it's that first week that's the hardest, as I recall. Rachel in Davis. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I just heard your report. I didn't get the name of the report that you were reading from. I want to give it to my son. He's quit and then started again.
Are you talking about the
sick, huh?
Are you talking about puffing on polonium?
Yeah, the
polonium-210 is a byproduct. Well, I'll tell you where you can go get it. It's in the New York Times, in today's New York Times.
Uh-huh.
And it's on the op-ed page. So go to nytimes.com. I don't know if you have to be... I happen to subscribe to the New York Times.
Uh-huh.
But it is written by Robert Proctor.
Robert Proctor.
P-R-O-C-T-O-R, who is a professor of the history of science at Stanford.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think anybody, first of all, I don't think we were really focused much on polonium-210 until the spy story started to unfold.
Uh-huh.
And when we find out how deadly it is, to find out that it's in each and every cigarette, that's just amazing.
I have to get this to him. And also, his stepdaughter smokes, and it's really, her mother is just absolutely frantic about it.
Yeah, but you think, how old is the stepdaughter? You're probably going to have no success at all.
She's 21. I think we have some hope there.
Okay, I hope you're right. I'm not meaning to be so pessimistic, but I think when you're smoking, you think you're immortal.
Yeah. Well, I smoked for like 10 years, and a doctor told me I had a little health problem. I quit. That's it. Been ages ago.
Well, that's what happened to me. Uh-huh. I did not have a health problem, but I was with a couple who were honeymooning, and he was a newly minted doc,
uh-huh.
and he convinced me that I had a health problem, and he scared me so bad I quit.
You know what?
Fear is a great motivator.
Yeah, it sure is. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for the information, and I got in to your show just as you were talking about it, and I was like, oh, my God, I've got to get this information.
So get it, and it's in the New York Times, today's New York Times.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. I appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So as you're listening to this Russian spy story, the polonium-210 story, there's a new installment every day because there's another person who's been hit by the, analyzed with having been affected by the radiation. They're doing the postmortem on the body. They've traced the polonium-210 to a Russian nuclear power plant in Russia. The wife is taken ill with the polonium-210. The Italian professor has also been tainted by it. There are a number of airliners that have traces of it. There are about 12 locations, including a hotel, that show traces of it. And who knew that every time you were going to light up a cigarette, that you were inhaling not an insignificant amount of polonium-210. And in the aggregate, it's pretty troubling. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So when these cities decide that they're going to outlaw smoking even outside, I think they're right on the money, even more so than I thought before. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid, Sunrise Boulevard at Winding Way. We have a hit and run over there. No injuries. Major injuries at a three-car crash at Don Julio Boulevard at Antelope Road. Please stay clear of that. I believe there are several emergency vehicles over there on scene. Southbound 99 just south of Twin Cities Road, same. And eastbound I-80 at Northgate Boulevard, a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The people have spoken. It's radio in the left zone. Left. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazzetta and Company.
Sacramento's favorite jewelers, Gazzetta and Company Fine Jewelers, wants to thank their loyal customers with a very special thank you sale, Friday and Saturday only. Nick Gazzetta wants to thank the readers of Sacramento Magazine for voting them the best place to buy jewelry for the eighth year in a row. Take advantage of unbelievable values and Gazzetta's great selection of unique designs that you can't find anywhere else. When you experience their warm, friendly service and see the beautiful earrings, rings, and bracelets that they carry, you'll understand why they've been voted best place to buy jewelry by readers of Sacramento Magazine so many times. Great savings for 2 days only, Friday and Saturday. 805 Howe Avenue Plaza in Sacramento and in the TJ Maxx Plaza on Douglas Boulevard in Roseville. Thank you from Gazzetta and Company Fine Jewelers.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazzetta and Company.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
The Future Automotive Group is overstocked with pre-owned vehicles. Take advantage of their year-end clearance and shop from the comfort of home at futureautomotivegroup.com.
To Enid now,
Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. I hope you're telling 3 to 5 people we're here so that we because that's your homework assignment. Okay, we've been talking about the polonium-210 that is emitted from cigarettes, and I'm going to refer you to today's New York Times, to the op-ed, and it's a piece by Robert Proctor, who is a prof at Stanford, and every time you light up a cigarette, you are inhaling polonium-210, and not in the tiniest quantities either. So I want to put the fear of God in you for smoking. I also, since we're trying to be good this holiday season, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why. You have to be good. Santa's coming to town. Okay. We're all trying. You know, they talk about freshman 15 when you are your freshman year in college. You gain 15 pounds, and then they talk about the holiday 5. So here's somebody, I don't know. Maybe she lived longer than she would have otherwise. She was the fattest woman in the world. She weighed 1,050 pounds. I mean, she was enormous. But she just died. She died at the age of, I think, something like 61. She was in the Guinness Book of Records as being the fattest person in the world. At her largest, are you ready for this? She was 8 feet wide and took it gives new meaning to the term double wide. She was 8 feet wide, and it took her 90 minutes to bathe. I don't know how she could bathe. I don't think she... How could you get into a bathtub? Well, you couldn't get into a bathtub. You're going to have to... And how could you sleep? You couldn't sleep on your back, because how would you get up? You just have to do everything standing up, because once you lay down, they got to have a winch and a pulley to get you back up. She was 1,050 pounds. And do you know how much she lost? She lost 736 pounds. She lived in Florida. She credited Richard Simmons, the flamboyant fitness guru, with helping her to lose weight. The two began corresponding after she tried to commit suicide. She blamed her lifelong battle with obesity on abandonment, which bred a food addiction. She said, I was just like an addict, lie, cheat, steal, whatever to get my drug of choice. And my drug of choice, she said, was food. But she did, she lost all this weight. She weighed around 400 pounds before dying. So imagine that. She had lost 736 pounds, and she weighed about 400 pounds before dying. They don't know what the cause of death was. She was bedridden last year with complications from having her lymph nodes severed years ago. Now, why they would have been severed, I really don't know. But she was the world's heaviest woman, at her fattest, 8 feet wide. And it took her 90 minutes to bathe. We didn't get to this part, but Nancy Pelosi has finally decided on somebody to head up the House Committee on Intelligence, House Intelligence Committee. She's passed over Alcee Hastings, who was impeached when he was a federal judge, and she has passed over her former friend, Jane Harman, who has lobbied pretty vigorously for the position and has had, I think, the most seniority on the committee. Instead, she has chosen Sylvester Reyes of Texas to become the next chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, ending weeks of closed-door lobbying and public posturing among top candidates for the post. By choosing Mr. Reyes, a Vietnam veteran and former Border Patrol agent who has served on the committee since 2001, Nancy Pelosi passed over the panel's top Democrat, Representative Jane Harman of California, with whom Pelosi has long feuded. Unlike Ms. Harman, who since the 9/11 attacks has been one of the Democratic Party's most outspoken and visible members on issues of war and terrorism, Reyes has had a much lower profile in national security circles. Pelosi had privately criticized Jane Harman for not more aggressively challenging the White House on issues such as the faulty intelligence leading to the war in Iraq and the NSA's domestic surveillance program. In a statement released today, Nancy Pelosi made it clear that she expects Mr. Reyes to make oversight of such controversial programs a priority. His appreciation for the dangers inherent in the operation of secret activities in a democracy ensures that he will be a zealous protector of the civil liberties that define us as a nation. So she's wanting to go full tilt, and God bless her. I hope that she does. She does in terms of spurring him to go full tilt. There is Paul McCartney is seeing a shrink over his breakup with the hooker Heather Mills. It's being reported that she used to be a hooker. I don't doubt that. And here is we haven't heard of there's a name that we have not heard since the impeachment, and that name is Kenneth Starr. And here it is. He is back in the news again. Remember, he was, you know, digging into Bill Clinton's zipper, basically, you know, within a microscope, with his Sherlock Holmes deerstalker cap on. He was looking into that zipper to see if he could see what was there, if anything. Well, the Supreme Court is going to review a case, and it has to do with bong hits for Jesus. Here it is. Here's the story. The Supreme Court stepped into this is a free speech issue. This involved suspending a high school student because he put up a banner that proclaimed bong hits for Jesus. And Kenneth Starr, Mr. Starr Chamber, has agreed to take the case pro bono and argue it in front of the Supreme Court. Here's the story. This was a kid who was then a senior in high school. His name is Frederick. His last name is Frederick. And what happened was he was off school property when he put up this banner that said bong hits for Jesus. So it was not even on school property, But he was suspended anyway because he violated the school's policy of promoting illegal substances at a school-sanctioned event. The school board upheld the suspension, of course, and a federal judge initially dismissed his lawsuit. However, the fabled, and we love them, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, headquartered in San Francisco, said the banner was vague and nonsensical, and Frederick's civil rights had been violated. At that point, the school board retained Kenneth Starr, who, of course, investigated Bill Clinton's relationship with Monica Lewinsky, and he has taken the case pro bono, which means for free. The appeals court said that even if the banner could be construed as a positive message about marijuana use, the school could not punish or censor a student's speech because it promotes a social message contrary to the one that the school favors. So even though the school is, of course, putting out the message that you shouldn't do marijuana, you shouldn't do drugs, a kid has a right to put out his own message, even if it conflicts, because he has a First Amendment right to do that. And the reason that he pulled up this banner in the first place is that the Olympic torch was passing through Alaska, and that's where this took place, Juneau, Alaska, on its way to the Winter Games in Salt Lake City. So he figured there'd be all these TV cameras and crews and everything else, and he'd get a tremendous amount of publicity, which I think he probably did. He wanted it to be seen on TV since the torch relay event was being covered by the local stations. So when his principal saw it, she crossed the street from the school, grabbed the banner, and crumpled it up. And that's when she suspended him for 10 days. She still works for this Juneau school system, but she's no longer the high school principal. He is no longer a senior in high school. He is a student at the University of Idaho. The court is expected to hear arguments in the case in late February. In addition to the First Amendment issue, the court will also consider whether the principal can be held personally liable for monetary damages. Oh, my goodness. How many of us, when we were in school, had these draconian principles? I think this is so juicy. Good for the kid for pursuing this. 349-1320. What are your thoughts? 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Bong Hits for Jesus right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We've got a vehicle in the roadway, Sunrise Boulevard, a winding way, and causing a hit and run. There are no injuries, though. Emergency vehicles are on scene, so we got a couple of things going on at Sunrise Boulevard. Don Julio Boulevard, I mentioned earlier, but we have major injuries. Several emergency vehicles on scene of that. A couple of car crash. Southbound 99 just south of Twin Cities Road, same. And it looks like that's about it. Tonight we're going to see lows right around 38 and highs tomorrow near 59. And we're at 57 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free. Call her now at 349-1320.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689. Call now. 1-800-345-8689. 1-800-345-8689.
Ho, ho, ho! I can't wait to have a good cigar!
Oh, me too, Santa, me too!
Well, it relaxes me before the big night flight.
Hey, Santa, use this quality lighter and cutter.
Well, thanks, Elfie. This will be... Hey, the cutter broke in my hand and this lighter won't light.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa.
Where did you get this stuff?
I know this guy who knows a cab driver in Mexico. He said it was first class.
What were you thinking? thinking? You know I demand top quality. I want the real thing. That's why I always go to Tobacco Republic for the best selection of premium cigars, lighters, humidors, and ashtrays.
Sorry, Sam. I guess I need to lay off the eggnog.
Well, look, Elfie, I travel the world, and I've never seen a cigar shop with a better selection than Tobacco Republic. And whenever I go there, it's always a party. Way better than Mrs. Claus's after Christmas bash.
Hey, come on now, Santa.
Come to Tobacco Republic's Customer Appreciation Party on December 9th from noon to 6 p.m. on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis. Tobacco Republic, Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
How would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention, because the new Secure Advantage loan, only from Quicken Loans, could cut your payment in half. With the new Secure Advantage loan, you get the advantage of choosing an incredibly low payment month after month, plus the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call 800-355-5029 to get your fixed rate fast. Join other California homeowners who are putting thousands of dollars back in their pockets. Call 800-355-5029 to see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment by more than half. That's a 50% lower payment and a fixed rate. Call Quicken Loans at 800-355-5029 and ask about the Secure Advantage loan. Call now, 800-355-5029. Equal housing lender, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Call Quicken Loans now, 800-355-5029.
Jamba Juice. No, Arden Fair Mall. Wait, Borders Books. Although, Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op.
Ma'am, do you want to think about it and call us back?
Nope, I'm going with Jamba Juice.
Okay.
Or Borders. But Arden Fair Mall.
Making a choice isn't always easy. When it comes to the environment, choosing to make it better is easy. Choose a cleaner, healthier environment by joining Smud's Greenergy. For as little as $3 a month, Smud will match your electricity use with energy created from clean, renewable resources like the wind and sun. It doesn't get much easier than that. Plus, get your choice of a free $10 gift certificate from Borders Books, Jamba Juice, Arden Fair Mall, or Sacramento Natural Foods Co-op when you enroll for 6 months or more.
I'll take Arden Fair or Borders. But the food co-op...
Start with the easy choice and join Smud's Greenergy today. Enroll online at smud.org or call 1-888-742-SMUD. Smud, the power to do more.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go.
Long hits
but
for Grandma,
she
I think.
Got her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow.
6:57 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. We just have a little time left with each other, and we've been a lot of places today. We've been reviewing the Bong Hits for Jesus case that the Supreme Court is actually going to take up. It was a high school senior who wanted to get TV coverage and did, and he's pursuing it, and it's a First Amendment issue, and also whether or not the principal who suspended him for 10 days is going to have to pay all the costs involved. So they're two separate issues. I want to share this. A friend sent this along. I don't know if it's true or not, but you know, it's...